Blog Talk Radio.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on State Road 9. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace, nobody's in the rat race, and these days that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home.
Let's go, girls.
Okay. beautiful woman. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Woman of Patriots. Thank you for joining us tonight for our Super Tuesday post election results show. I'm your host, Brenda Ward, and I'm just going to jump right in there because we have some news already happening. As expected, they have called the state of Georgia for Newt Gingrich. It's just a matter we're going to have to see what percentage he does win by. Rick Santorum is currently second there with only 6.9% reporting, but they have called the state as expected. In Virginia, they have called the state for Mitt Romney with 66.2% reporting. What's interesting there is he's at 59% with Ron Paul at 40%. We can assume that is a anti-Romney vote in Virginia. In Vermont, they've also called this one at 15.4% reporting. They've called it for Mitt Romney. Currently stands at 39%. In Ohio, too close to call it. Currently with 0.1% reporting, we have Rick Santorum at 37.3%, Mitt Romney at 36.4%, Newt Gingrich at 15%, Ron Paul at 6.7%. State of Tennessee, says we have zero reporting, but I do have some numbers. I don't know why. 49.1% for Rick Santorum, 23% for Mitt Romney, 18.8% for Newt Gingrich. Oklahoma, 0% reporting, but I am told that this has been called for Rick Santorum in Oklahoma. Massachusetts, also 0% reporting. That is going has been called for Mitt Romney. I love how they call these without any results. As expected, Massachusetts was to go to Mitt Romney, as was Virginia, as Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, neither one were on the ticket. Oklahoma was expected to go for Rick Santorum, and Georgia was expected to go for Newt Gingrich, as he spent 3 weeks there campaigning straight. So we want to welcome you to the show. We encourage you to call in and join us in any of our discussions. We're going to be talking all things politics, all things social, whatever's on your mind, you give us a call. And I'm going to bring in my co-host, and that's Billy Cotter. Billy, are you there?
Hey, Brenda. Did you say they called Oklahoma for Santorum already?
Yes, I saw that, and there's nothing reported yet.
It's like 0% reporting, and it's not... You know, I see the ones that are called for, like, there's like three called for Romney.
Yeah, well, we expect
Massachusetts, Vermont,
Virginia and Massachusetts were expected to go Romney, as was Vermont. But it's interesting that they call them with nothing reporting. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't
In Georgia, we knew was going Newt.
Yes, we knew that was going Newt.
Well, I think Santorum's doing pretty good there. For the little bit, 7.4% for reporting, though.
He's currently ahead of Mitt, which is good. I'd like for him to stay there if he will. They actually had Newt up by as much as 53% in Georgia, so we'll see how that plays out. Right now he's only at 47.8%. That is subject to change, and that is considered his home state, even though he doesn't live there. That is where he is from. So with him and Herman Cain spending the last 3 weeks heavily hitting Georgia, that's expected. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know. What do you think, Billy?
I'm just, you know, what I'm hoping that Oklahoma call is true, but I'm basically my all eyes are on Ohio tonight with Santorum. I really believe he can pull it off there. And we'll see, even though he won't get all the delegates that he's entitled.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's at this point, I think it's about who is the viable candidate. And we've been finding this, you know, and everybody wants to make this a big thing because he was up by double digits last week and now he's not. Well, the factor isn't Romney. The factor is Newt Gingrich, who is pulling in about 15 to 17% of the vote in Ohio. And that is what is making this so close, even though Mitt Romney outspent him, like, I think it's 12-1.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. And like
it
one
is.
Person, and he was calling Romney, who made such a fuss last week about calling Democrats in the Michigan primary, where they can actually vote, was calling Democrats in Ohio, robocalling them.
Yeah.
And yet,
and you know who's robocalling them? It's
yeah.
Barbara Bush's voice.
George Bush. Yes.
And
but they've
George
also
Bush,
been
yeah.
to the White House to visit with Obama, and Bill Clinton is like their son. So I'm not putting a whole lot of faith in the Bushes at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, you know. It,
well,
you know,
the thing
Jeb
is,
Bush
you know,
was, came
they
out a little
are,
bit.
To me, I think they are sweet, genuine Americans, although
yeah.
they embrace all people here in America. They
right.
are not going to discriminate, whether you're Democrat or any reason.
Right.
And that's
I
the
don't
thing
either.
About the Bushes. They
don't
hate.
Yes, I don't either. You know, I have a lot of friends on
both
sides.
Oh, I'm telling you know what I'm telling you right now. I don't hate anybody, but I am very polarized by
yes.
my convictions with the left. They see me as a bad person for having my beliefs. I see them as being bad people for their beliefs as well.
Yes.
And I don't hate them. I don't, you know, not want to be around them ever. Unless, you know, I'll tell you, if they're talking politics, I don't.
Right. And I would go more with misguided than I think a lot of them.
Right.
A lot of them don't,
you know,
really understand.
Right. And it comes down to a lot of the stuff they truly believe. Like, you know, they talk about this girl who's Sandra Fluck, who Rush called out. And I'll admit, the things he said to me were offensive. I would not want my daughter called those names, no matter how she felt, or even my sister being a liberal. And that's how I thought about it is, you know, my sister, I can call her that, but you can't. You know,
yes, but if you actually looked at the context of what he was saying, you know, it
oh,
wasn't like he just
no,
came
no,
out, she's just a big slut. I mean, he was talking about, what does that say about you? Is it make you a slut because you're having sex
right.
three times
if
a
you,
day? Now, that's
and it's true, though. Because let me just tell you, the thing he was trying to point out was anybody spending $3,000 on birth control over 3 years is having way too much sex. You know,
well,
because you can go down to the Walmart and get it for $7 a pop.
Right.
You know,
and the problem is, it's a government constitutional issue. You know, the government is way too involved in our personal lives. They have no business mandating health care for the at-large population. It's unconstitutional. They have no business telling insurance companies that they have to provide for. Really?
The Supreme Court hears the arguments this month, and we'll find out what the Supreme
Court has
to say about it.
They're not
going to
postpone it? Because they talked about postponing it, so and they haven't done that yet.
I hope not.
But I was looking at some of the questions they were asking in the polls today, and one of the questions was, who would you trust if they were a used car salesman, Romney or Santorum? You want to give that one a guess as to who they trusted more?
Santorum.
Yeah, it was 60-something percent trusted Santorum and some
yeah,
very low
number
from Romney.
Yeah, I heard that, 66%.
It was like,
yeah. But see, the thing
is,
but when they did the same poll on who will you vote for, Moore said Romney because they see he'll be. They think he will beat Obama.
Because they're buying into the mainstream media bias,
exactly.
which is telling us
exactly.
that Romney can beat. Unfortunately, they're wrong, and I think you know I. There's
you
a
and
thing
I have hit on why they're wrong. We have hit on it many times on this show.
Yes, we have.
The way they're wrong is because they're saying we need Romney in order to get these independent middle voters,
right.
the middle of the road voters. If we don't right. get them, we lose.
Right.
I'm saying the silent majority that Nixon, that Reagan talked about, is not those middle-of-the-road independents. The silent majority is the staunch conservatives, the ones who will not vote
right.
directly. I saw that as a silent majority when I did my little poll of my own.
Right. And actually today there's people talking about not supporting Mitt because of his hateful ads and his attack ads. He needs to start running on what he can do and on his record instead of attacking his opponents because he's turning a lot of us off, not myself, I will vote no matter what, but there are some that aren't going to vote for him And that's just going to hurt us even more. So we, as the people, need to start standing up and say, no, this is what we want, and this is the way it's going to be. And, you know,
that's because they believe that's the only way he will win is with his hateful rhetoric.
Well, how is that going to win against Obama? It's not.
No, and I know that.
How is
that
going to help? And he says he won't attack Obama. He doesn't believe Obama is a socialist. Okay,
you know, and I don't know how true this is, but I even heard Romney put in an offer to the Breitbart team for a copy of those tapes that he has. So he so he can try vetting Obama himself already.
Oh. Well, they've already started out, and the first installment was the Saul Alinsky play that Obama got up on the stage and sang. And you and I have also touched on Saul Alinsky, and we'll touch on that a little more. Let me keep people updated here. Ohio, we've only got 0.1% reporting. At this point, Romney's got 12,952 votes, and Rick has 12,202, a 39-37 split. We see Cincinnati's coming in a little bit and around the Cleveland area. But it's going to be a long night on Ohio. That one's not going to get called till the end. We got 0.1% reporting in Tennessee. We got Rick Santorum with 41.9% of the vote, Mitt Romney at 30.7, Newt Gingrich at 18.1, and Ron Paul at 6.7. Oklahoma is now reporting at 0.2% with 38.7% for Rick Santorum, 27% for Newt Gingrich, and 23.9% for Mitt Romney, 8.3% for Ron Paul.
Right.
Massachusetts, 0.1% reporting, 482 votes, which is 66% for Mitt Romney, 111 at 15% for Rick Santorum. Then we have Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich. Alaska has not closed yet. Idaho, we have nothing reporting out of Idaho, although we were hearing that that might go Ron Paul. We'll just have to see how that goes. That is a caucus. Alaska is a caucus as compared to the others are primary states. So we'll have to see how the – oh, North Dakota also has a caucus tonight, and that one has not closed yet. So 23.9% of reporting in Georgia. We have Newt Gingrich at 47.5%, followed by Rick Santorum at 24.1%, followed by Mitt Romney at 22.4%. If nothing else tonight, it looks like we may be hearing a big not Mitt vote coming out. As we said in Virginia – 76% reporting. We have 59% for Mitt Romney and 41% for Ron Paul. So the other two are not on the ballot there.
And see, that's the part that people don't get, that people do not understand in the Republican Party.
Right.
That people would rather vote for Ron Paul in Virginia than Romney.
Yeah.
They think Romney's that popular.
Yes.
And he's not. You know, normally, if they were, and we know that all those people voting for Ron Paul include Santorum and Newt supporters.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it would normally be, if it were just Mitt Romney versus Ron Paul supporters, it would be about 80% to less than 20%.
Right.
You know?
Right. We know that because actually Virginia is actually where Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich also both keep residence. That's where they actually live. It's not where they're from originally, but that is where they live. So we know this would be a very different result if they were on the ticket there, and they are not.
Right.
So this is just a strong outspeaking for the not Newt people, or not Mitt people. Sorry, misspoke there for a moment. But it's going to be interesting to watch the night play out. And obviously, Billy and I are Santorum supporters, but if you're supporting anybody else, you want to call in and give us your opinion. We're going to be on the air for 3 hours tonight to try to track these polling results, and good or bad, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're hoping that this Ohio turns out in favor of Rick Santorum. If not, we're not done. I mean, we're moving on. Mitt Romney has basically spent through millions of dollars just to stay even ahead of his opponents. And I want to just shout out to people. If he can't, he's not going to have all the money in the world. Is not going to beat Obama if you don't have a message. And the problem is that Romney doesn't have a message that he can run on because of his past DeSantis and his way, his Romney care, 15 points are exactly like Obamacare. He mandates. He likes mandates. He's said it 3 or 4 times. He's on record saying it. He switched sides on the abortion argument. You know, he's been on the side of cap and trade, which is a global warming argument. And we know these things. And what the problem is this is an establishment. And I know they want to mock us for using establishment. I think we need to go back at using that word. The establishment is the money in Washington. It is the RNC. It is the DNC. It is the bankers. It is George Soros. It is Wall Street. It is the people with money. The people, if you notice that Mitt Romney's getting all the, you know, the Congress backing. He's not getting the little people backing. He's getting the Congress backing. That's the establishment. If you want change in this country, we need to buck the establishment, and that means not Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is not the most electable. Rick Santorum actually was polling better than Mitt Romney against Obama, especially in the swing states of Pennsylvania, Ohio, those type of states. Rick Santorum polls better there. But I want to do a quick – go ahead, Billy, if you got anything to add.
Rick Santorum has a message that they think people don't want to hear. And when it comes to the message, there's a lot of people out there who do want to hear it.
Yes.
They are conflicted with the other message out there that says he can't beat Obama.
Right.
They're not hearing that in the message. When
yes.
we know that that's not true, we know he could. We
yeah.
know that he'd be able to pull it off very, very easily.
Well, what's interesting is I made a phone call into Ohio, I believe it was yesterday, and I got this little old lady who was an elderly lady who was obviously, she had an accent, so she was from another country. And she said, I don't know who I'm voting for. I'm just so scared because of President Obama. So they're scared. People are scared. Because they don't want Obama to have another term. And so, you know, I tried to encourage her to vote for Rick Santorum because we're finding this in a lot of polls. A lot of polls, the people like Rick, but they're voting for Mitt because the establishment, Fox News, all the mainstream media, they want to run against Mitt because Obama can beat Mitt. You want a McCain? Run Mitt. Oh, McCain beat Mitt. Okay, Obama beat McCain. You know, common sense, people. We need to be looking at the common sense. But back to the conservative message, it's interesting today. And I don't know if, you know, people are starting to speak up. Kirk Cameron actually went on and he actually spoke up about his pro-life and his how he doesn't believe in gay marriage. And he's being crucified for it. Rush Limbaugh,
right.
They're trying to get him off the air because he's got a voice for the conservative movement and they don't like it. It's not about free speech in this country anymore. It's about what the liberals want to hear. And then there was also this, I was reading today, there is a writer in Hollywood that he's speaking up on the part of Breitbart because he feels he's been silent too long because in California, if you're a conservative, you're made fun of. And so the conservatives are in the closet in California by the supposedly tolerant liberal left of our country. You know, we are the bigots and we are the racist and we're the ones that don't tolerate. Yet they're the ones that have people afraid to speak up and say, I'm a conservative. But this man is speaking out now. He may lose his job for it because he's known other people who have lost their job for it. Now, that's discrimination. And that's not constitutional. But that's how the liberals in this country, we are at war. This election is this more important than any election you've ever voted in your life. Because this is a war for the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. This is not just your typical election, and we need to get people to understand that because we can't keep running somebody who we think is going to win. We need to run the person who's going to stand for those of us who don't have a public voice for our opinions, you know, and there's a lot of us out here, and we just don't have the stage, you know, to make ourselves heard. So That's my little spiel. Okay, we got 27.2 coming in from Georgia, 47.6 for Newt, 23.8 for Rick, 22.4 for Mitt Romney. So that one's kind of close for second, still quite a bit to go yet. In Virginia, we got 80.9% reporting, 58 for Romney, 41% for Ron Paul. That's been called for Mitt. Georgia's been called for Newt. Vermont, we have Romney with 38.7, Ron Paul with 26.8, eight delegates that Romney has collected there. Ohio is too close to call. At this point, Romney is leading by about 4,000 votes, 42% to 36%. We expect that to change because we've only got 0.1% reporting. In Tennessee, we got 0.5% reporting. We have Rick Santorum at 42.1, Mitt Romney at 27.8, and Newt Gingrich at 17.0. Interesting, because the Newt people were all saying, oh, look, Newt's going to win Tennessee. We'll see how that turns out. Doesn't look like it's going to be that way, but we'll see. Oklahoma's been called for Rick, 0.6 reporting. He's got 37% to Romney's 30% to Newt's 22%, Ron Paul at 9%.
Wow.
Yeah. Massachusetts is called for Romney at 1.4%. He's got 72.1% of the vote. That's 4,823 votes. Compared to Rick Santorum in second at 843, Ron Paul in third at 662, and Newt Gingrich at 256. Alaska is a caucus, is not at this point reporting anything, and Idaho is also not reporting. Those are going to come out a little bit later, as is North Dakota, which is also a caucus. So those are the latest reports. And you have any opinion on what I was just talking about, Billy? I mean, I'm just seeing a conservative movement coming to life because what is...
Well, I think that started with the Tea Party. And
yes.
The thing is that so many liberals keep trying to say it's dead, that the Tea Party's dead.
Right, well...
And it is so not dead. It's just migrated into more conservative movements and a common sense conservatism where people are now... using their sense to actually vet their own way without listening to what mainstream has to say by doing the research themselves and saying, hey, you know what, we don't have to believe these guys anymore. We can figure it out on our own who to vote for, but the media still tries telling us who to vote for.
Right, because they think they still have control.
And you know what? They do on the left. They really
yeah.
do.
Yes, they do.
The left just does not control the right. And, you know, I think of, you know, the different sides of the brain when they talk about the left side, the right side, and everything.
Right.
And it comes really, really close to what we see in America. I mean, there's the creative and then there's the logical side
right.
of our brain. And the most creative, you know, are those left... You know, they come up with a different sense of making logic sound logical.
Right, and it's not logical,
you know?
At all. But we have a caller. Let's see who we have. We have somebody calling in from 502. Who do we have
okay.
at 502?
Danny Schaus.
Oh, hi, Danny. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Danny.
All right. On Twitter here, Conservative Stats is reporting in Tennessee 13% of the votes in. Or 13% reporting.
Uh-huh.
Santorum at 43%, Romney at 28%, Newt at 17%, Paul 7%.
Awesome.
They called it?
Did they call it, or did they just
no, they ain't
that?
Calling it. It's
oh.
just results being tweeted so far.
Yeah,
awesome.
Conservative Stats is actually a very good polling place. They're the ones, they give you some really, really good numbers. So that sounds pretty good so far. So... I'll take that. Yeah, my
yeah.
app's not really updating here, so they must
well,
be...
Well, here at the Tennessee, they've got, you know, only 0.7 reporting, but it's still 43 to 27.
Yeah, Danny, if you're going to stay with us for a little bit, you can keep those Twitter stats coming up to us.
That would be great.
That'd be helpful. Are they saying anything about Ohio yet, or have you seen anything?
Oh, only about 1% was reporting.
Okay.
What I've seen.
And right now it's Mitt Romney.
Well, we've got 0.8 reporting in Ohio, but the big cities are coming in, and that's why it's Romney. Cleveland's coming in. It must be their
Columbus,
absentee ballots. You know
Cincinnati.
What? They were absentee ballots because there's nothing reporting yet. Cincinnati and the city of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen the counties, the smaller counties coming in yet. We're seeing the cities come in first. So this is subject to change and obviously too close to call because it's going to go down to the wire. But that's pretty awesome coming out of Tennessee. And here it doesn't look like Newt's going to do as well as he thought he was going to do in Tennessee. It looks like Romney's going to beat him there. What's interesting is that as Oklahoma goes, they say Texas goes. And at this point, around Santorum is polling in large numbers in Texas, and we have a pretty good strong ground team in Texas. That's where our own Michael B. Smith is from. And they're having a elections watch party in a theater with pizza and beer, and here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are in our Idaho, Indiana. And Danny, where are you calling from tonight?
Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Yeah,
Kentucky
no
hasn't done theirs yet.
No theaters. So. But we'll just have our own little watch party. So.
That's why I got involved this year. I was tired of Kentucky having to wait till Super Tuesday to see who we was going to vote for.
Yes.
Yeah.
And plus I like Herman. As
yes.
We did.
I think
and,
we all came from Herman, yes.
And yeah. I didn't want to see the conservative lose out this year to a rhino like
uh-huh.
It happened when we got Dole. Actually, George W. Bush, there were more conservative candidates running when he won.
Yeah.
And also McCain.
You mean like Pat Buchanan and them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, we didn't have any say. What time of year do your primaries in Kentucky?
Oh, God, it's in May or something.
Yeah, see, we're in Indiana and ours is in May. So we've never had a say either. And like you, I got real excited about Herman Cain. The man just, had an awesome way of bringing in people. And, I think a lot of us are first-time campaigners this year because of Herman Cain. And we are making a difference, guys. We are making a difference because this would have been dead in the water if not for the conservative movement. So
right.
I think Herman Cain has done a great thing for us. And we now ourselves just have to keep carrying this banner. And I think the liberals are making quite a few missteps with this, trying to get Rush off the air and pulling support from him when there's been liberal commentators on TV calling our women all kinds of horrible things and saying horrible things about them. And they're trying to make this a woman's right event, and that's actually going to...
Well, did you hear President Obama today when he told about why he called this woman? And
no, I you know what? I can't listen
him.
To him, Billy. I have to turn him off. I cannot listen to him. He's
someone
just...
actually asked him today, why did you call this woman... versus, you know, you haven't called anybody who the other side has ever called names, including, like, Bill Maher, who constantly, I mean, I don't even
constantly.
Want to say these words,
yeah,
but he's used the word, I thought it was twit, T-W-I-T, but the word he called her was a twat. And
uh-huh.
I'm like, that is just as bad.
Yeah.
And he called her the C word.
Yes.
You
see,
know,
we can't even say them out loud.
Right, and you know, it's like
those are not
the words
I'm comfortable using. You know,
yeah,
I'm just not comfortable using. And yet,
but President Obama was asked why did he call this woman, and he never called any of them, let alone the parents to the border agent who was killed.
Right.
Let alone any of the wives of the soldiers who are being assassinated in Afghanistan.
Right.
But he called this woman, and he said, "Well, you know what." I made it personal this time because when I thought about it, and, you know, he even said something like, maybe I should have thought about it before, but I thought about it this time, you know, basically giving himself a pass for all the times before. But this time he thought about it.
This time
about
he thought
his
about
daughters,
it suits his
about
cause.
His daughters in the future if
right.
she were, if they were to be called it.
Right. Let's
but
see
then
what
he
happens.
Also thought, he's like, but my daughters are in the public eye because they're my daughters and I'm the president. This is a private citizen. And I'm like, no. She put herself in the public eye.
Yeah, she did. Actually.
You know what I mean?
And she's actually not a 23-year-old. She's 30 years old, and she's been an activist.
I know.
And so not only
did
she lie.
And she's only enrolled there as for a point. She only enrolled herself there for a point, to make a point
she
wanted to do.
She lied to Congress, which is a crime. I'm sorry.
They don't care. They don't care.
Well, I do. I do. And
I know.
That's the difference between us, we conservatives. I don't want to make it an us and them. It shouldn't be an us and them. Because the rhetoric is what keeps us apart. They think we're haters because we don't believe the way they do, and that's just not right. We all have a right to how we feel and how we believe, and we'll get back and talk about the list in a little bit. We got 1.3 reporting out of Ohio, 1.5 now. Scott Romney up 40 to Rick Santorum's 36%, but as I said before, these are the bigger cities coming in. We're still waiting for a lot of outside counties to come in. And in Tennessee, we got Rick Santorum up at 44% to Mitt Romney's 28.3% to Newt Gingrich's 17.9% with 1.3 reporting. 1.6 reporting out of Oklahoma. It's not been called here, but Fox News called it for Rick. It's 36.9 for Rick, 29.6 for Mitt. And actually, Oklahoma City itself looks like it may be swinging toward Rick Santorum. All right, go Oklahoma. And Massachusetts, sorry, Massachusetts is obviously coming in at Mitt Romney.
Massachusetts is 100% Mitt Romney. 73 actually.
Yeah,
but,
and they expected that to be huge, and nobody really went there to even campaign because it is his home state, and it is a liberal-leaning state. So there was no sense in wasting any time or money there for the when you're running a lean campaign, which is what Senator Santorum is doing. Another point you can take off of that, I think, guys, and I'd like to hear your opinion, is that, you know, how they're managing their money now. You have to look at that as an example of what are they going to do with our money when they get into government. You know, are they wisely spending their money now or not? And Rick Santorum actually has raised the least amount of money and has got the most votes per dollar of any of the candidates running, whereas Mitt Romney has spent the most money and has paid the most for each vote. So do we want somebody who's going to buy the campaign, or do we want somebody who's actually running on his own ideas?
Merit.
Yes, his own merit and his ideas. Because if you go to listen to him speak, and I've done it, and it was great. It was wonderful. He's a genuine man. So I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Danny, have you had a chance to see him yet?
No, I was going to, and my truck broke down on me, so I
missed
out.
Oh, no.
But on Twitter here it says, in Ohio, Romney is winning the big blue counties, and Santorum is winning the rural red counties.
Yes, and that's kind of how we expect. And that's
right.
Actually, Santorum has won more counties overall than Mitt Romney in this entire election process, because he tends to win the rural counties, and this is what we're seeing. It's the war between the urban areas that are tend to lean liberal and the counties, which tend to be the urban or the rural areas that tend to go
more
conservative.
But see, this is the point a lot of people are missing, is that if Santorum weren't in this race, a lot of those people who are voting for him would not be voting at all.
Yes, or would be splitting
their votes. Those votes would not even be cast in the general.
Yeah.
And they refuse to accept that as valid, but it is true.
Yes.
Santorum's winning every county in Tennessee.
Wow.
45%, Romney 28%, Newt 18, Paul 7.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, it shows here he's got, 44.9% in Tennessee.
Yes. And so far all the counties I'm seeing, he is winning them. So
yeah,
that's pretty awesome news coming out of Tennessee. I was getting a little worried because Newt, I don't know where they get their information. They were saying, oh, well, Newt's got a chance to win it. And I'm thinking, what? What? That's not what our poll said 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So I was getting a little nervous today because all the polls have actually had Rick up by double digits on Romney. And, you know, this was getting kind of scary for me. But that's good news so far coming out of Tennessee, Oklahoma. We've got good news coming out of Oklahoma, and Ohio is too close to call. We're at 39% to 37%, and the cities are reporting in. and we're still waiting for the rural county. So I know they had a big effort there. I was actually out sign waving. It was 38 degrees, but the wind was blowing at like 25 miles an hour.
What temperature is it today? Is it a nice day today?
It is a nice day today, but I've been home today. I didn't make it over to Ohio because of the show tonight, and I had my chiropractic appointment this morning. So, but I know some of the Indiana folks did go over to Ohio to help out at the polls and wave signs again today. I mean, we've had a huge volunteer effort going on in Ohio, and this is not something you see from it. You know, this is another thing they're not taking into consideration. I'm not going to stand out and wave signs for Mitt Romney. I'm just not going to do it. The man
right.
did not inspire me. You know, I will tweet and blog anti-Obama stuff, but, you know, how can you actually support a man who you don't know what he stands for? And you don't
yeah.
know what he's going to do? I'm going to have a hard time doing that. And I will certainly tweet anti-Obama stuff, and I will certainly blog, you know, the truth about Obama, but, you know, I can't support my candidate if it becomes a Mitt Romney candidate. Whereas at Rick Santorum, we got people driving. I had a lady come down. She's southern Indiana's a long state up in north and south. It takes, if you go from the top to the bottom, you're looking at probably an 8-hour for me to get down to Louisville from my house is about a 5-hour drive, and, you know, there's another probably 2 hours. Well, no, actually it isn't. So it's about a 6 to 7 hour drive between the top of the state and the bottom of the state. But anyway, we had a lady come from Indianapolis. She was she's about half an hour south of Indianapolis, and she drove all the way up here to Fort Wayne, so that was about 2.5 hours, and then we drove about 45 minutes over to a county in Ohio so that we could wave signs. And 38-degree weather with 25-mile-an-hour winds. Okay, this is the kind of, and this is what Santorum, you know what, and we're all women. We're all women. We had one guy, well, I made my son go. I guilt tripped him because we just didn't have that many people here in Fort Wayne that could get away. But you know, there was one guy that went, and then my niece went, and I went, and this lady drove up from southern Indiana. And there were a couple other ladies from Muncie that went over to Ohio. And we're all women. Okay, so this bit about he can't pull the women vote. Sorry, folks. We women like Rick Santorum because he's a family man. And he's a good man. And he loves his wife and his children, and he cooks. He coaches Little League. What is not to like about a man like that, you know? The guys just don't get it. Danny?
They're saying Fox just called Tennessee for Santorum.
Awesome.
Awesome.
They're calling early, though, because they called Oklahoma, too, which has not been called here on the Huffington Post. We still only have, I'm only showing 1%, 1.6% reporting. So
Oklahoma, I have 3.7% reporting, 36
yeah.
for Santorum, 28.
Okay, so that's awesome, though, Danny. Thanks for keeping us informed about that.
But they called Tennessee now?
Fall.
Yes.
Oh, yep. We called it here on Huffington Post.
Yep, they just did.
2.1% reporting. At he's got 44% of the vote. Awesome. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
And
I was so worried. Thanks, Danny, for filling us in.
And if Newt would step aside, I mean,
it would be a shoo-in for
us. It'd be a whooping. Mitt Romney would be whooped. He would be beat, and we would have the candidate of our choice. Unfortunately, Newt's supporters aren't getting it, and I don't think Newt himself. Actually, Newt's backer is a runs casino gambling out in Nevada. Now, you know, Rick, as biblically, and I grew up this way too, and I'm not condemning anybody who does do this, but we don't believe in gambling. You know, we don't believe in winning something for nothing. And I know Rick Santorum stands that way too. Plus, his. Not for gay marriage, and, you know, I don't believe that gay is a choice,
I
and neither does Rick, so this backer from
Nevada.
I have
to put in my two cents about gambling, because, see, I don't agree with some of the big-time gambling that goes on. Like, here in Iowa, we have a lot of Indian reservations that have casinos. I don't like casino-type gambling.
Right.
But I can remember when I was like 6 years old, my grandmother took me to a bingo hall, which was in our church's basement, you know. And even though everyone would always talk about it, it was more of a raffle than it was, gambling. But
uh-huh.
you won for just playing bingo and getting your numbers on the card, you know. So
right.
I kept trying to figure out what's the difference, you know. I don't see a big difference between bingo and some of the other stuff, like buying a lottery ticket. It's kind of like a raffle, too. You
right.
just got to be lucky enough for them to bring up your numbers. But at the same time, you know, I see the evils in the addictive nature
right.
of it.
Right.
And that's what you gotta keep
it
yourself.
Is.
It's called self-control, people. That's
yeah.
what, you know, that's what a lot of these liberals feel they're entitled not to have. They don't need self-control.
Right.
They can do whatever they want and get away with whatever they want.
And everything else.
And that's, you know,
right.
like with this Sandra Fluke girl, the one that, you know, she's talking about her contraception. She needs her $3,000, you know, for her contraception from the taxpayer. But when you think about it, it's like, okay, I understand where Rush was coming from 100%. I do. I think he did use the wrong words, I have to admit. I would have said.
Aren't we all tempted at times?
Oh yeah,
I am very tempted, and I'm not one to use
me,
those words, but
you know, and I'm even going to say them on the air, which I normally wouldn't. But the words "whore" and the words "tramp" are
yeah.
a little bit more abrasive than the word he used, which was "slut."
Yeah,
and I think, you know, he used a pretty tame term.
Right.
To describe her.
Well, and I looked
and
at the
prostitute,
context.
I mean,
yes.
when you're looking at the context of what he was saying, she wants to be paid so she can have her recreational sex, because what she tried touting in Congress is that a friend of hers has seizures, and they prescribed contraception as the cure for her seizures. Guess what? It's covered by her insurance plan. It's a necessary medical need. So that's irrelevant, but people are using that as the reason to say everybody should have theirs free, because it's possible some people might have seizures and need contraception to calm them down.
Yeah,
and I mean,
but that's a different issue. That's a whole different issue than just having birth control.
Exactly,
you know what,
because birth control is a want. It's a
yeah.
want to the point that if you don't have it, you're not going to have sex.
Yeah.
If you
but
do
you know
have
what?
It, you might.
What do you want to bet this woman? What do you want to bet this woman has a cell phone that has unlimited texting and probably even an iPhone with data plan? What do you want to bet she has one of those? You know,
oh,
what
probably.
Do you want to bet she's got a computer? And,
yeah.
You know, but she can't pay
oh.
for this birth control that costs what, $4 a month at Walmart, $9 in
exactly.
some places.
Exactly.
You know, this is the problem. It is not a women's health issue, because if you want to talk women's health, birth control pills are actually bad for women. Hormones create cancer, okay?
Exactly.
And they can
And see, from the church's point of view, putting unnatural things into your body, even aspirin can be seen by the church as, you know, God, this is where I had an argument with my mom about it. She's like, well, people who don't have health care and let's say they die, the government can say they committed suicide. It's like, no, they can't. And the church would not like it if they committed suicide, right?
That's
because
funny.
Suicide is against most religions.
Yes.
But, and especially the Catholic Church. It's what's
well,
going to keep
it's
you from
doing
heaven.
Doing harm to yourself, and you're not supposed to harm your body according to the scriptures. So if you want to go technically
yes.
straight by the scriptures, we all have some health issues.
I think I actually might have gotten through to my mom when I talked to her about my grandmother who died when I was 12.
Really?
And I said, listen, Mom, I remember after the funeral, everybody kept telling us kids, hey, it was her time to go. God took her when he wanted her.
Yes.
Guess what, Mom? If she weren't on the operating table with the medical assistance being given to her, you basically said God was going to take her anyway. So
yes.
medical care... health care to a lot of people who are very religious, who don't want medical care, health care, paid for by taxpayers or anybody else, should not be forced to have it, period.
Yes, and here's the problem. We do have a health care cost problem in this country. It's a healthcare
yes.
cost problem. And the cost, this healthcare bill that they passed in Congress does nothing to stop the cost. In fact, all it does is hurt the doctors and care providers. It doesn't stop the cost. The cost comes from frivolous lawsuits. It comes from regulations. It comes from insurance companies. And they did absolutely nothing to cut the cost of health care, except they're going to pay less to doctors. They're going to force doctors out of business. You're going to wait in line
right.
for your care because there aren't going to be enough doctors to provide that care. And they're going to have ethic panels where if you're over 70, you will have to wait to decide if you get care. Well, you know what? If you've had a stroke, the first hour is crucial. But yet they've got to wait for the ruling of the ethics panel to decide if they can deliver care. So what is that telling you? You know, if it's not a death panel, it's awful close. And
it is.
I know
it is a death panel. We know that.
There's bills going through Congress now trying to get rid of those panels. But what we need is a total repeal of the health care bill, which Rick Santorum has promised he'll do. If he doesn't have the majority of the Senate, then he'll defund it, because you can do that through the House, and if you defund it, it's null and void. So, you know, he knows how it works in Washington because he was there. But he's not a Washington insider. His wife was actually on an interview this morning, and I don't know if you guys caught it or not. If you didn't, I suggest you all go out there and listen to it. What a wonderful woman. What a calm, wonderful woman, beautiful on the inside. She's a lawyer. She's a nurse. And yet she chose to stay home and raise her family because that's what she
right.
chooses to do. But
and that's kind of like my grandmother,
oh.
too. My grandmother, I didn't know until my mom and I had this conversation the other day, was she worked – in the aspect of she would get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and she used to be a personal maid to the rich people in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee County, in the rich area.
Right.
Whitefish Bay there is a very rich area. In fact, Oprah has a summer home there.
Yeah.
And she was a personal maid to one of the families there. My mom doesn't remember who, but she would get up at 4 in the morning, and she would come home at 9 at night. And my mom's aunt would watch her. But when my mom was like 2 or 3 years old, I guess, she broke a glass, and she ended up with like 30-some stitches. And my grandmother decided, okay, I'm quitting my job, and I'm staying home with my kids. And she did. She decided to stay home. And after that, you know, I saw in my mom, I was telling her about how I understood Rick Santorum's wife's decision, too. She has, you know, a child who needed her, just like my mom needed my grandma. And my mom, you know, like I said, she has been turning very liberal. Very, you know, she's been looking at our field and saying, there's nobody I like, I'm voting for Obama. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me, Mom. This is ridiculous. But after we had our little conversation today, she did say, you know, she'll look at Santorum more closely. And I was
yeah.
very happy for her to say that.
Well, you know, and they
okay,
asked him. Oh, go ahead, Danny.
All right, this one guy has tweeted, go new, great job today. You will win in the end. Do not give up the fight.
Yeah, it just amazes me that these people, and then they tweet things that are absolutely not true about Rick being big government and pro-unions, and then they had an article come out of Pennsylvania and said he was not, I mean, from the union guy himself,
you know what?
Said he was not pro-union. You know,
he is pro-union for Pennsylvania, and he has to be.
In
because
a
they are
way.
A union state.
In a small way, but not the big way like they're trying to make it out. I mean, his
right,
rating
right.
was like
13%.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're trying to make it out
right.
like he supports all these big unions that are running around recalling Walker, and he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He did support some of the smaller union bills for Pennsylvania, but, you know, they're just they're telling lies. And
I like what Indiana did. I like what your state did there, Brenda.
Now we're being
with
sued
Mitch
by
Daniels.
The union, so hang on and see what. Hang on for the ride. But
and it says
right.
as Gingrich is speaking on big screen, Santorum party is playing. Devil went down to Georgia.
That's awesome.
Oh, my son loves that song.
What I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that into our mix here.
Okay, and it looks like I'm getting a tweet here from Shelley that says both Paul and Santorum are above the 20% threshold for delegates in Vermont, so they could win a couple. Awesome.
Cool.
So we're
and outside of Georgia, Newt has not won a county tonight.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too.
But
okay.
The question is,
and Santorum won some in Georgia.
Okay, his campaign is $1.6 million in debt. He's got this super PAC guy backing him.
Yeah.
The question is he going to be smart enough to get out and realize that he's only hurting? But if he doesn't get out, we're going to have to start suspecting his motives, which I already do. Because my question is, okay, here's my question for you two, and I don't know if you can answer this. I asked it several times on Facebook. Of course, I never get an answer. Why was he campaigning in Ohio? There was no possible way for him to win in Ohio, and yet he went there and campaigned.
Because he wanted to do what he did. Look, he got 15%, and what did that do? That brought Mitt Romney a higher...
It possibly gives the win. The only thing it does is possibly give Mitt Romney the win.
Right.
And so then you have to question his motives. What is his motive? Is it really to beat Mitt Romney? Is it really to put a conservative in the White House? Or is he
right now they are
agenda?
Neck and neck, 37.8 to 37.9.
It's interesting. There's a lot of outlying counties haven't even reported in yet. We got 7.4 reported.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Romney and Santorum are on pace to take some delegates in Georgia.
Cool.
Really? Awesome.
Yes.
Let me see what I got up here in Georgia.
They're
okay.
Over the 20%.
Oh, yes, they are. They're both over 20%. Mitt Romney's at 22.4 and Rick Santorum at 22.3. Santorum's actually winning a few of the counties there in Georgia, so it's not going to be a clean Newt sweep, even though he spent 3 weeks there solid campaigning with Herman Cain. So that is actually good news for the Santorum campaign.
Right.
Hopefully he'll pull up a little more and get above Romney. But we've got Atlanta coming in yet, and that's probably going to go more toward Mitt, I would imagine.
Yeah.
In Virginia, we got 96.9% in. We got Romney at 59.2% and Ron at 40.8%. Shouldn't that give – oh, it's a winner-take-all, isn't it? It's not proportionate in Virginia. Anybody know?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's if he got 50%, he gets them all. He's got over
50%. So he's going to get them all there. But actually in Vermont, we got Ron Paul with 25.5 and Rick Santorum at 23.7 with 37.3 reporting. So far, Mitt's only got 8 delegates out of Vermont. Not a whole lot of voters there, it doesn't look like.
No, only 6,000 votes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So,
shoot, Ohio had that in less than 1%.
So we're got some interesting news coming in tonight. So still waiting
on
the
caucuses.
That's
because Vermont is a blue state, though. It's going to be Obama state.
It's a blue state, but what's interesting is that if you combine the Newt and the
Santorum votes,
it jumps Rick into second place behind Mitt Romney. And I would even say, you know, if you hear Rick Santorum speak, you see him for the man. If you listen to the news, you have no idea who this man is. You think he's some awful hater who has no government plan. But if you hear him speak and you listen to him, he understands that the government is out of control. And he understands the regulations and the EPA that are killing businesses. And he understands that the government has no place in the businesses like it is. And he understands the Constitution and the rights guaranteed in that Constitution for the people. And he truly is a people candidate. He is the genuine, real man that when you meet him, he is friendly and he is he'll stay and shake as many hands as he can after each event.
Right, like I told you about my daughter. My daughter, when she shook his hand, he said, well, how are you, little girl? Or something. She just says, my name's Caitlin Rick. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. So, What?
Eric Eckerson just tweeted, if Santorum pulls off Ohio tonight, Romney should drop out.
Who did?
Eric Eckerson.
Who is this Eric Eckerson guy? Go ahead.
Now he's got Herman Cain's talk show down in Atlanta, the time slot that Herman Cain had, like 7 to 9 or something.
Okay.
And he also writes for redstate.com.
Ooh, we've got conservative stats tweeting that Santorum's ahead at 38% with Romney at 37%, Newt at 15%, Paul at 8%. If this holds true, if Newt holds at the 15%, Santorum actually ought to bring this home. The polls that had him closer had Newt at 17%. So if this keeps up, we may actually see an Ohio win. Oh, my God. It would be. Yeah. Eric Erickson, he was actually on there earlier on Twitter and was saying he might not go out to vote. And
isn't Eric Erickson the one that runs that Red State?
Yeah.
Okay,
that website?
Well, and he was on Twitter today, guys, and I found this interesting. He wasn't sure he was going to go out and vote. And I said, you know what? Men and women died for you to have that right, so you need to go out and vote. I said, it doesn't matter who you vote for. I said, vote your heart. And, you know, I didn't try to convince him to vote Santorum. He did come back. He did vote. He voted for Perry. But at least he went and voted because there are people dying right now for us to have this right. People, our forefathers fought for this right, for us to have this right. Don't stay home. Even if you don't vote for the presidential candidate, vote in your Senate races or whatever you got going on. You know, vote your heart. If you don't like the main two, I don't care. Vote for Ron Paul if that's who you want to vote for. But don't stay home. Don't stay home. That is so... We just don't realize how lucky
we are. But that's what a lot of people, if Santorum's not the choice, will do.
I know
that's
it.
That's the problem.
It's not, you know,
and I can't convince them otherwise. I've tried.
I know. And I'm seeing it on Facebook today. I'm seeing people saying because of how hateful Romney has been in his robocalls. Actually, we had people in Ohio, they were getting so many calls that they were actually getting mad. And they were getting like 10, you know, every 2 or 3 minutes their phone was ringing. And most of them were the Mitt Romney robocalls. And they were getting upset. Some of them weren't going to vote. And some of them were just flat out mad. And you can't blame them. You can't blame them.
Right.
And there's no reason for that. Absolutely. I mean, I can see calling to get the vote out. Put a person on a phone. Forget these stupid. I mean, I just hang up if I get a robocall. I don't
answer. I have never gotten one.
If it's a political call, I don't answer it.
That's for the landline, though, isn't it?
My landline. Yeah, Danny, what'd you say?
Awesome. I don't have a landline anymore.
Oh, go ahead.
Conservative stats has got Santorum up 2,000 votes in Ohio, but it's back and forth.
Yes, now we're reporting 11.2% reporting, and we got Rick Santorum up by about 1,800 votes.
0.8 of a vote percent, yeah.
Oh, 8/10 of a percent, but exactly about 1,800 votes.
790 votes total between the two.
Okay, my math is bad. Don't listen to me.
That's okay, no.
And well, no, because he's at 86. So, yeah, it'd be 1,800 votes.
Oh, yeah, about 18. Yeah, you're right.
Really? You're confused.
1,790.
You're not supposed to do that to your elders.
I'm sorry. Are you my elder?
I am your elder.
Okay.
I believe I am. I'm the tail end of the baby boom. I'm
Dude,
on the tail
I just
end
say
of the
I'm old.
Huh?
I just say I'm old.
Oh, I know.
I mean, if I'm old, then I'm...
We're not getting any younger, are we? We got Oklahoma
no.
called for Rick Santorum with 24.7 reporting, 34.3%. Santorum, 27.3 for Romney, 26.9 for Newt, 10.2 for Paul. Now, somehow Ron Paul's going to come out of this a victor. I think his supporters are the most out there somewhere. I don't know where they are. But, you know, they're certainly interesting. And you can tell they did some interviews after one of his speeches, and you got a girl on there that we knew she was a Ron Paul supporter because she was saying, well, he talks about this stuff that was, you know, the Constitution and stuff, but I don't believe him. Like, oh, my. I mean, because literally Ron Paul sends out horrible emails about Rick Santorum. It's just
Oh, I
pathetic.
Know, and he hasn't said a bad word about Romney yet.
Yeah, well, I think one today might have because it said something about all three of them, but I didn't feel like reading it today because my nerves are already on edge because of this.
Yeah.
And so I didn't bother to open it today. But the two that I have read were very, very biased against Rick Santorum and were spreading all kinds. And, yes, if you look at his voting record, you know, you could take it that way, but you kind of have to look. Here's what people don't understand. You've got to look behind the reasoning for the votes, you know, because some of these bills have some very good things in them. And in order
right.
to get those good things, you had to pass the bill. But not Ron
right.
Paul, because Ron Paul is known as Dr. No in Congress. So, and that doesn't show leadership. That shows kind of actually childish behavior. If I'm not going to get my way, I'm just not going to vote.
Well,
it
this is the biggest problem, and I agree with Paul about this. The bills used to have like two or three parts to them, and he still was someone who, if he didn't like the whole thing as a whole, he wouldn't vote, and Santorum's the kind who would say, okay, well, I vote for the good stuff. But
yes,
nowadays,
right.
the appropriation bills have 900 different things in them. And there's no reason to vote for the good if there's going to be 700 bad things and only 200 good things
yeah.
in them.
Danny, you got something to say?
Gingrich's strategy is to speak through the next round of poll closings so no one can declare him the loser.
What? Now what? What,
somebody,
what did you say?
Somebody tweeted that Gingrich's strategy is to speak through the next round of poll closings so no one can declare him the loser.
Okay, Conservative Stats is posting Romney outspent Santorum 12-1 in Ohio, and with 21% reporting, Santorum leads by 3,000 votes. Wow. You know, and I guess the question out there for everybody listening, or if anybody's listening, I don't even know because I can never see them in my chat. But I know Danny and Billy are with me tonight, and we're going to have a party here. If Rick pulls us off in Ohio, we're going to do some dancing over the phone. No, we're going to play some music. Hey, guys. Now I forgot what I was going to say. That's that old woman part coming out. It's like, okay, now I had somewhere I was going with that. But
Oklahoma. It's looking interesting. Newt Gingrich is in second place.
Not surprising, but just barely. He's only in second place by about less than 300 votes. So
I can't help but look at these polls all the time and say, one of them, you know, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, if they weren't in it, it'd be a two-man race.
Yeah, well, Ron Paul, they would be voting other. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know that his vote... Some of those Ron Paul fellows would probably come to Santorum. I don't really know. A lot of them are, some of them would just write other because they voted. We asked, you weren't on there, but we asked them who they voted for, and it was some third-party guy in the last election, or it was Obama,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it wasn't the Republican candidate. None of them voted for McCain. So I don't know if Paul's being in there makes a whole lot of difference.
Yeah.
We do know that if Newt Gingrich dropped
well,
out...
Well, see,
that
you know what it would make a difference for is the thing, we'd know more who would be voting Republican because a lot of his supporters are actually Democrats. And
true.
They will, if he's not the choice, they'll be voting Obama.
Well, that's true, too. But if the big thing here is Conservative Stats, which Danny is reporting off of, they're a number nerd. J.C. Hagan reports those out for us, and he's pretty accurate. You know, he's been polling this all along, and he actually polled. You know, if Gingrich drops out of the race, he said about 70% of those voters go to Rick Santorum. Yet, if Rick Santorum dropped out of the race, 40-something% went to Romney, 40% went to Newt Gingrich, and 18% went to Ron Paul. So it doesn't work the other way. These Gingrich supporters need to understand that Rick Santorum voters will not go to Gingrich because, actually, I read an article the other day, and this is not to insult anybody, but they said the more that the Republican knew about the candidate, the more they were voting for Rick Santorum.
Right.
And it just kind of validates, you know, Billy and I and Danny even, we were all Herman Cain supporters. And Danny, I don't know if you switched right over in your choice. I know Billy and I took about a month or month and a half to actually, you know, decide where we wanted to go and who we wanted to go with. And I know I came down to a Bachman Santorum kind of, I don't know, you know, kind of thing. Finally settled with Santorum. But Danny, how did that work out for you?
Well, you know, we did the citizens movement thing and, you know, we got the candidates that wanted to talk to us to talk to us.
Right.
And,
Which was awesome. You know, it's awesome. I give a shout out to the ones that came on and actually talked to us, you know.
And,
so.
And you know, Newt didn't want to talk to us.
Right.
And I didn't, and also I didn't like when Herman Cain dropped out, I mean, like the next day, well, we're going to Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
what?
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah. And I didn't like that either. It was like this, they hijacked the whole campaign thing, and that was very, very upsetting to a lot of us, I think, because some of us knew we were going to vote for Newt. So it was like, I already knew I didn't like him. But
it was so presumptual. You know, they were presuming we were already on board with this, and it's like, no.
Right.
And they're
and
like,
they made
what?
It sound like it was Herman Cain's idea, too, which I really found disturbing. So, hey, guys, we got another caller. Let's see who we got coming in here at 817. Hey, we don't have an 817.
Hey, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey
it's the man with the biggest screen and the pizza.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, we're just enjoying these results we got coming in. What are you doing there?
I am at a party. We're having a Rick Santorum party. Hey, hang on 1 second, guys. All right, everybody, let's stand up. We need some more pictures. Get your signs up. I'm on ground. We've got 200 people. All right. On the count of three. And by the way, I've got my radio show going, so scream loud. One, two, three. Are you hearing the party we're having here in Fort Worth, Texas?
Awesome. We were actually talking about your party, and, you know, I'm in Indiana, Billy's in Iowa, and Danny's in Kentucky, and we're our own party here. So, but we were thinking
great,
about
guys.
You there. It's like, awesome.
We have got about 200 people showed up for Rick, I guess. We're at the Movie Tavern in Bedford. We have got Texas Picks Rick. We've got the primaries on the silver screen. We've got representatives from Ted Cruz's office, from Grant Stinchfield, Craig James. I've already been with Craig James, been talking and speaking with Craig. We've got representatives from Kenny Marchant. Now, these are all local to Texas. But we have got a party going on here. I just want to touch base with you guys. J.B. Skies, our Liberty Sons guy, is here with us. I'm going to get him to call in a little bit. We'll try to call from time to time and give you guys
awesome.
A report, if that's okay.
Oh,
okay.
I'm glad you called. I wanted you to call in because I wanted to hear how things were going and how it turned out. And, you know, I had some news reporters trying to tell me they were going to take Texas.
Well,
what
no.
say ye,
Texas,
Michael?
Texas belongs to Santorum. I guarantee it. Texas belongs to Santorum. It's too bad that we're not having our primary today because we would deliver Texas to Senator Santorum.
And this thing would be done and over with. but that's what I kind of told him. I said, Santorum's got ground game in Texas already. So I don't think Newt's going to come in and take Texas. So.
All right, guys. Well, I wanted to touch base. I'll call back here in a little bit. Are y'all
you
having a good
that,
show
Michael?
Tonight?
Oh, I got some more news for you. Good news.
What you got?
Tell me, Brother Schaus.
Josh Mandel, the one that Senator DeMint was endorsing in Ohio, he's won the Ohio primary. So he
all
will
right.
be the Republican to go against Sherrod Brown.
Wow.
Awesome.
That is awesome, awesome. I guess Beck is probably really busy in Ohio tonight. I don't know if she's online there. If y'all heard from her, I've not heard from her today. I've been busy. I got up this morning and drove up to Ardmore and did some Rick pushing on the streets of Ardmore, Oklahoma. And then Joe Paul and I drove back to Texas, and we've been getting ready for this event. And I tell you, it's a nut house down here. But I had to call in and tell you guys I love you. and let you know what all's going on here in the great city of Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes, and
sounds awesome.
Keep us updated, Michael. I'm so glad you called.
So. I'll call you guys back in a little bit, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Enjoy.
38 to 36%.
38 to 36
Yes.
In Ohio.
It's hard for me to hear you guys because there's so much noise. But I'll call you back.
Okay, all right, Michael.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Awesome.
Yep, 38.6.
They're having a party in Ohio in Steubenville. Actually, Rick Santorum is going to be there tonight when all this winds down. So I know they were going to be people there for him.
That's in eastern Ohio. Used to be steel mills in the area.
Okay.
Right.
And it's been pretty much devastated.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah, because of the lack of energy program our president's trying to push. Well, here's what I want to say. Earlier today at his press conference, they wanted to ask him about the double standards that the media has for women, and he didn't have time to answer that.
Right.
And I'm
that's
thinking,
kind of what
oh,
I was
you've
telling
got time
you.
To call this woman personally on the phone, but you don't have time to answer that question in front of the media. You know. I told him I had to leave. You know, I can't watch him.
Right, and that's when he basically said, listen, it became personal because when I heard what Rush said, I thought of my little girls.
Right.
I thought of my two girls, and I don't want them to be called that.
When it was Sarah Palin being called stuff?
I know. No, he didn't think of that,
Michelle
Bachmann, he said. He just claimed,
or when it's, you know, a Republican
woman. Yeah, he just
woman.
Claimed he didn't think about it then. He didn't think about it then. Probably because to him it was funny the way it is on the left. They think of it as funny.
Well, this was all a setup. They had this planned way ahead of time. It was a setup, and he was in on it. You know, Linsky tactic.
They asked him directly, do you think that his apology came from his heart? He's like, I don't know Rush Limbaugh's heart, you know? It's like, duh, why would you want him to answer whether or not it came from his heart? That's stupidest question I heard.
Good news.
What?
What's that?
North Dakota caucus, Romney, 15%. Santorum, 52%.
Awesome.
What?
Newt,
11. Where did that come in?
Paul, 21, 6% reporting.
Oh, my.
Oh, my
gosh. So we got a possible making an
You're
asset,
right.
Possibly.
It just popped up. 52.4 for Santorum.
3.6 reporting. Wow. But we'll see. That's still young, but that's an awesome start.
That just started.
That's a showing.
What about Alaska? Any word on Alaska or Idaho yet?
No, they'll probably be late because they're in the later time zone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're way
Alaska
over on the west.
Alaska's actually going to be coming up after we close our show because they were the ones that were going to come in after everybody else. That was expected to go
Yeah,
because
right now it's only like 6 o'clock in the afternoon there.
Right. And that was actually expected to go Romney. Now, it looks like Idaho may have closed. We just haven't got any results coming in yet. Because I think they were going to close.
Oh, they did call Oklahoma now.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Fox called Oklahoma before anybody reported, but yes.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is a Santorum victory. Currently 44.5% reporting. He's at 34.4%. Newt Gingrich at 27.2%. Mitt Romney at 27.1%. That second place is a battle. I hope, I hate to say this, but you know, well, I don't know. I don't really care who wins. Tennessee at 28.1% reporting. We've got Rick Santorum at 39.4%. Mitt Romney at 28.1%. Newt Gingrich at 21.9% reporting. That is called for Santorum. We have Ohio still too close to call. I've got 17.8% reporting. We have Santorum with 6,000 over, 7,000. No, not quite 7,000. 6,700 vote lead in Ohio. We still have some counties not reporting in. There's only 17.8% reporting. It's a 2.3 percentage point advantage, Rick Santorum. And Newt Gingrich at 15.2. I really hope that holds true. They're going to try to say this was the early voting that gave it to Rick, and I really don't care because it was early voting in Michigan that gave it to Rick's
Mitt Romney, yeah.
Yes, because
so far
a lot of
Mitt Romney's got three states. Santorum's got two already, and Ohio's what we're waiting for. We've got one for Gingrich, and you know, I heard the opposite about Alaska. I heard Alaska might be going to Paul.
Well, you know what? If it does, that ought to show them that Romney is not a capable candidate to run. Because Romney actually took Alaska in 2008. That's why they were saying, I didn't see any polls
coming
out of Alaska, so I don't know.
They were predicting Paul because he spent a lot of time up there, and Romney has yet to go.
Well, Paul
and
likes
Santorum.
Paul likes the caucuses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and so does Santorum. Santorum does good for the caucuses.
Yeah.
Remember,
but
the three he won, when
right.
he won all three, those were caucuses.
Yes, but Paul likes, he's been training his people to go in and take delegates to these caucuses, or try to.
Right,
that's,
because,
that's
this is what happens at the end of the caucus. We cast votes, right? And
right.
the votes are what are counted into whether or not they won. But at the after the vote is cast, each precinct has to stick around. A lot of people didn't stick around.
Right.
Although in our particular caucus, our precinct, most of those that stuck around were Santorum supporters. We had Santorum and Gingrich supporters. We didn't even have Romney or Paul supporters in our caucus
right.
that stuck around to be delegates.
What was interesting, Billy, and Dan Allen, if you heard this, in Washington, because we're on to the Paul bots now and we know what they're doing, there was one caucus in there that they said the Romney and the Gingrich supporters all got together and against the Paul buds and elected all Santorum delegates.
What?
In Washington. I thought that was pretty awesome. It's like, yes.
That's awesome. Because you get
like,
nominated
you go,
and it has to be seconded when you are going to be a delegate.
Yes, and they actually ganged up on the Rand Paul people. But in Washington, also, they had a problem with not having – they had to turn voters away. So that caucus really was not an accurate voting because they just – it was volunteer run. This is I was in touch with – I don't know if you guys remember Melanie from Washington in the Herman Cain campaign. She used to call me quite
regularly. Yeah, I
remember
Melanie. She had her own show, too.
Yes. And you remember her talking about how this was the first time they were going to have to caucus because they weren't having a primary, because it's always been a primary before this year. And they weren't having a whole lot of information, so she was trying to get together information. And from my understanding, that all the people running the precinct committee chairs were like just volunteers. They weren't actually officials with the party, and they were responsible for setting up their place where they were going to actually meet. And in one of the counties, they didn't have a big enough place, and they turned over away about 1,500 people. That's a lot of people, you know. And there was another county that turned away several hundred. So, of course, the Paul voters said it was all the Paul voters, but, you know, one of those counties was a heavily favored Santorum county. Even though Washington State is kind of a Democratic liberal area. So we don't really know that those results are 100% accurate, but I do know that Paul did not take those delegates because they were instructing the people on what to do. And I found that quite funny. It's like, yeah, we all ganged up.
Dang, that's awesome.
You know, so I thought that was clever. And I went on that where the Ron Paul guys hang out and said, you know, nope, you didn't get the delegates because Santorum took them because we're on to you now. So we can only hope. We'll see how that plays out. But anyway, got anything new coming across the wire, Danny?
Oh, Romney supporters begin referring to evangelicals, Southerners, and conservatives as fringe.
As what?
As fringe.
Fringe.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
We're the fringe.
We're the,
yeah.
the base. This is what they don't understand. We are the base. And we have been ignored for too long. We're not gonna take it anymore.
Listen. Well, on the Sunday show the other day, it was, you know, it was obvious how they really, really think of us, because I was listening to this one guy who said, no matter what, conservative voters are free. It's the ones they got to work for that count in this election. And it's like, wait a minute. That's not necessarily the case because of what I said earlier, where I seriously believe the silent majority are going to be the conservatives. the really fringe conservatives who are not going to get out and vote at all if Romney is our nominee. Because, honestly, I mean, they actually say that he's no different than Obama. And it's better to have 4 more years of Obama than 8 years of him.
Yes. Actually, yes. And see, they like to think, because we have been silent, and they forget about us. But I think our movement is getting stronger. Well, the Internet has made us stronger because we're more collected now. But the homeschoolers, they're raising their kids the right way. There's a whole generation of conservative kids coming along. In fact, when we were getting votes down in southern Indiana, there was a group of homeschoolers. It was a family. There was 3 kids, the teenagers, that came out. It was the older brother was driving, 2 boys and a girl. And they came out to help us collect signatures for Rick Santorum down in southern Indiana. And I'm just like,
oh,
you guys, this is so awesome. I love it when the young kids are involved
in the
future.
Homeschooled children have a volunteer mentality.
Yes.
They have this bigger sense of getting out there and doing things voluntarily with initiative. They have an initiative and a drive to actually get involved without being told to.
Yes.
And it's not something, you know, it's not something that they even have to think about twice. Because I can tell you, my husband's first, I'm his second wife, and his first 5 children, of them, 3 of them were homeschooled almost all the way through. And one of them, Benjamin, he is the biggest volunteer I have ever met. He goes over to Somalia all the time, and he does missionary work with the church that he works for in not even the church he works for. It's a church altogether that's different, that he just volunteers and goes over there. He's gone there like 3 times now, I think. And he keeps, you know, he is very much a big volunteer. When we had flooding here in Iowa, he was the first one to say, hey, let's go, you know, do some sandbags.
Right.
You know, bag up the sand for them. It's like they have this big mentality of volunteering all the time for anything.
Right.
But for some reason in the school systems, they seem to have this, you know, if I don't have to, I'm not going to.
Right.
But they don't realize that they do have to, because it's better for their character.
Yes. It's interesting.
You know what I mean?
In Massachusetts, even though this is a big win for Romney, Rick Santorum's in second place ahead of Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And Newt Gingrich has got in third place. But it's interesting that even in a liberal state like that, they're putting Rick Santorum into second place. I just found a really funny tweet. It's like, this guy's on here, retweet if you think Rick Santorum should drop out now. It's a Newt follower. And I just typed, ha, ha, ha. These people don't get it. It's like, man, honey, you know, what is your problem?
In
Tennessee, Romney leads in only 1 county and by only 93 votes. That's from conservative stats. So that's interesting. That's got to be around one of the bigger cities, I would think.
I like Ohio. Ohio is, his lead is widening.
It's turning yellow. Have you noticed that? I don't know. We'll see what comes out.
Well, it's 39 to 35.7 now, so
we're still only at 26% reporting, so they're coming out kind of slow.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how that turns out. So he's up by 3.3%. So that's good so far. Go ahead, Danny.
One guy tweeted that Newt winning Georgia was like me winning a popularity contest at a family reunion.
Good one. That's a good one. And he spent 3 weeks there. If Rick Santorum had spent a week there, I can guarantee you Newt wouldn't have won. Because the people, if you get to see Santorum, you know he's the better man for the job. Not to mention, okay, I'm going to go here, guys, because this...
That's the
you
part,
have to
though.
Huh?
That's the part that you got to really look at, though. if Newt really could have won without spending 3 weeks there, that's telling, because nobody should have to spend any time in their home state.
No.
At all. They
no.
should be able to concentrate on these other
just
states.
Like, I'm sure, I don't think Romney was in Massachusetts. I don't know where Romney was. I know where Rick Santorum was. He was working his butt off because he's working to earn your vote. And people, you want somebody who's working to earn your vote, or you want somebody to buy your vote? Who's going to work for you? It's the man who earns your vote and appreciates what you did
right.
for him. And that's another thing. But I was going to, before I got off on that rant, I was going to say, we have to take into consideration, people. Now, I'm not trying to scare people. I'm not trying to be silly. Okay, there's a couple things that some people vote on in elections because they're not informed. Actually, there's a lot of uninformed voters. I'd say over half of them or more are not informed. They vote on heights, okay? The taller man usually wins, okay? Now, I know this is absolutely ridiculous stat, but it is a fact that they have tracked in the polls. Now, take a guess. Rick Santorum is 6'2", as is Mitt Romney. Obama is 6'1". And I know Newt Gingrich, I don't know how tall he is, but I know he's not 6'2". And that's just one of those little crazy voting stats that goes out there. Women also will vote on looks. Now, you know, put the pictures up side by side. Women vote on looks, okay? Not all of us. Some of us are very informed voters. But these are things you got to look at when you're picking your candidate. You can't ignore the polls from the past. So I'm just throwing that little crazy little tidbit at you for what it's worth. For what it's worth. I mean, come on.
Yeah, because when Bill Clinton won, there was a lot of stuff that women voted for him because he was a better looking candidate.
Yes. I mean, it's a really silly way to pick your vote, but some people have absolutely no idea who they're what the candidate stands for.
Think of JFK, okay guys? JFK got a lot of votes simply because they thought he was cute.
Yes.
That was the majority of why he got voted for. There was hardly anything good he in his preliminary primaries or anything that he had to say. He basically was like a robot, and there was nothing else appealing about him to a lot of people back then. And I you know, my mom said she only voted for him because he was Catholic, and I'm like, oh really? But, you know, it's the reason. It's kind of like even Barack Obama. He got a lot of votes simply because he was black. And a lot of people wanted to be part of history. That's part of how they say it to me. They wanted to be part of history and see a black man become president.
That's why they voted for him. Yeah, the kids did that, the college kids. That's why we ended up with total control for the first time in Congress of House, Senate, and presidency. Because normally voters are leery, and they know the Constitution enough to know that you don't want to give absolute power to one party. And unfortunately, in the last election, there were a lot of first-time college voters that had no idea what they were doing. And that's why we have the mess.
My daughter has a good friend from her school. And when we were going through cheerleading, I talked with her mom a lot about this kind of stuff. And her mom is black, and she is one that always considerably, she says, I hate being called African-American. She's from England.
Uh-huh.
She's actually from England. And she said she hates being called African-American. Because that denotes, you know, a sense that she's from Africa.
Right.
And she said she did vote for Barack Obama, though.
Right.
Against her own better judgment, she says. Because she did it because of the way she really believed in his hope and change. He presented the argument good, but even if there were issues she didn't agree with, Freedom of Choice Act was a big one. She said really had her up until the last day saying, I'm not sure. But she said it was just the fact that, you know, a lot of people were saying be a part of history. So that, you know,
Well,
the black president.
I have
before
to tell
you
all, you know, I did get involved, and you can. I was tweeting. I was actually blogging like crazy on Politico against Obama and pointing out all the associations he had because I knew he was not going to be good for this country. But, you know, in the primary process, I wasn't involved. You know, at that point, we had McCain. I did get to go see Sarah Palin. Awesome speech. Awesome speech. I really love Sarah Palin's speech. I don't like the way that she and Kane are playing the political process in this game. And it may be because they're working on TV. I don't know, but I don't really like that. But, and I know Danny's read this, but I'm going to just take a minute and read something to you because this is how important this election is to me. And I think this speaks out as we see the Alinsky takes coming out from Breitbart and his news team and the stuff that's going to be coming out about Obama. And we see Kirk Cameron and we see our candidate Santorum. And we see a Hollywood scriptwriter coming out and saying, I'm conservative and I don't care what you do anymore. I'm tired of this. I think we're going to see more of that in the coming days, and I think it's going to be good. But this is one of my blogs that I wrote. It's just amazing to me that so many Americans are unaware that we are being led like sheep to the slaughter. They are either too involved in their own interests, have no interest in the future of America, or are interested only in her demise. Extreme point of view or reality? Well, let's examine the facts. There are many published resources that talk about the objectives to be achieved in order to bring America to a communistic or socialistic state. In these resources, we see dedications to Lucifer, as in the Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, or lists of objectives that need to be met in order to soften America for the final takeover, as in the Naked Communist. And on this list are the destruction of moral and family values, specifically promoting obscenities, pornography, homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity, discrediting the Bible, eliminating prayer in the schools, discrediting the family as an institution, and encouraging easy divorce. Today we have a candidate, Senator Santorum, that the media and establishment are trying to paint as too conservative. Why? Because he believes that the family is the core of the nation, and he believes in God and prayer, and he believes in the morals that have for so long kept this country alive and free, and he understands where our rights in the Constitution come from, for as George Washington once said, the blessed religion revealed in the Word of God will remain an eternal and awful monument to prove that the best institution may be abused by human depravity, and that they may even, in some instances, be made subservient to the vilest purposes. Should hereafter those incited by the lust of power and promoted by the supineness or venality of their constituents overleap the known barriers of this Constitution and violate the unalienable rights of humanity, it will only serve to show that no compact among men, however provident in its construction and sacred in its ratification, can be pronounced everlasting and inviolable, and if I may so express myself, that no wall of words, that no mound of parchment can be so formed as to stand against the sweeping torrent of boundless ambition on the side, aided by the sapping current of corrupted morals on the other. That was George Washington, and for too long we have let the moral values of our country slide. For too long we have accepted the illiberal agenda, and for too long we have been silenced while our country has been under siege. The question for you now is, are you ready to stand up and fight for your country? Are you ready to take this nation back and save her for your children and grandchildren? Are you ready to back the man who can reverse this backward trend in America because he understands it? We the people, as in you and I, have a choice to make, perhaps the biggest choice of our lives. As for me, I choose liberty. I choose Rick Santorum 2012. That was my blog. Danny?
This is tweeted from Rebecca Kaplan. She's with CBS News, New Jersey. And this is a diehard Santorum crowd. I haven't seen people this fired up on the trail possibly ever.
See, they just don't get it, because this man inspires people. he inspires what we, for, you know, for a long time I've known that I can't have my belief in public because I get called names, you know, because I've been, in 2008 on the internet, I was being called every name in the book just because I believe in God. And then, you know, I post on Huffington Post, oh, and you believe the Bible isn't a myth, too. You know, it's derogatory, hateful comments that we're somehow stupid because we have a belief.
Right.
And, you know, and most of us are educated, not all of us, because we don't believe that you have to go to college to be useful in this community. You know, my husband didn't go to college, but he worked at General Electric when there were plenty of jobs here, like the manufacturing jobs. My dad didn't go to college. He got his GED, but he worked here through a trade school, you know. And there's some people that do better that way. I'm more of a hands-on learner, and I don't have an associate's degree. I actually have a diploma in nursing, which was a three-year program. I did away with it. So I had to go to school for 3 years to get my diploma. But we did 20 hours of clinical. So we were in the hospital doing our work there, you know, to learn. And I learned better that way, hands-on. And
right.
We were actually better prepared for our jobs than the people that came out of the associate's degree who didn't get the hands-on, and they would always call us with their questions. But Rick Santorum is absolutely right. Not everybody has to go to college, and we should have jobs for those people, you know, that good jobs, not working at McDonald's or, you know, whatever they're having to do now just to survive. So he has this great manufacturing plan, 0%. For the manufacturers, it will bring them back. You know, it will bring them back here to us. So, hey, we got 13.3% reporting out of North Dakota, and we got Santorum at 40.4%, Mitt Romney at 26%, Ron Paul at 24.7%. Wow. Does anybody know how North Dakota was predicted to go?
No, I don't think
I know
they
nothing
even
about North Dakota. I hadn't paid any
attention.
I think
they actually said that it didn't matter because it's a caucus state. They were saying the same kind of thing about Idaho.
Well, I know what they say, but it matters. You know why it matters? Because it's a vote of the people. And that's what this country is all about.
Exactly.
Well, you know, they're not sophisticated in North Dakota, so they don't count.
Oh, no, that's not,
And the elitist.
Yes, that's an elitist view of the world that comes out of these bigger urban areas, and it's coming out of the main establishment and coming out of the RNC itself. But not from we at the base of the party, and that's what they have underestimated at this point.
One thing, if everybody goes to college, then who's going to build your house? Who's going to do the wiring? Who's going to do the plumbing?
Right,
and
exactly.
You know, like my husband, I'll tell you, he's got his master's now in business administration, human resource management, but he's also got a certified HVAC technician. He does the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and he got that trade in the military. And it was, you know, it wasn't something that he went to it's called like A school or C school or something, but it's something that it's just a trade he learned because of his military experience and such. So the thing about four-year colleges is, you know, they say because you have a college expense, now you can get a higher paying job that will, you know, like counter your, you know, so you can pay your college bills off. And then eventually you'll have a high-paying job without that extra expense. But I have to admit, when I was just a high school, when I just had a high school diploma before I got my degrees, I had a really good-paying job that I advanced to earn. I mean, I started out as a clerk, just a little clerk, making $3.75 an hour. And then I went to $5.25 and $9.75, and eventually I was making $55,000 a year at the age of 23. But it started out as something I started at 20 years old, doing nothing, and that was before I even thought of college. You know, I did not go straight to college right out of high school. I went to college, you know, just within the past 10 years, you know.
Right. And you don't have to have that to validate who you are as a person. You know, I actually went right out of high school, and it's really weird, but I was reading a book, and that's something, I don't even remember the book at the time, but it was something in it that somebody helped somebody, and that's how I decided I wanted to be a nurse. And I didn't even decide that, so I went my first year of college down at a Bible college in Florida. And but it was when I read that book, and it's like, that's what I want to do. And so I came back home, and I went to the Parkview School of Nursing, which is the local hospital here, and got my degree in nursing, or my diploma in nursing. So it's been a good field to me. I can't complain because it's, you know, it obviously is not one that's affected so much by the downswing in jobs. And I was able to do weekends when my kids were growing up, and so it's been a good job. But, you know, not everybody has to do that. And like Danny says, you need somebody to build the house. And my dad actually was in the heating and air conditioning, and he was part of the local union here. And so he's always been a big union guy, but he's never voted Democrat. And he doesn't vote Democrat because of his deep beliefs. You can't vote your pocketbook over the lives of the innocent children. You just, you know, that's why he's always voted Republican, even though he would tend to lean more toward the unions. But, you know, he wasn't a part of one of these big unions. And I had to tell him the other day, I said, Dad, the unions are just, they're being used as a political tool, and they're taking millions of dollars from the members and using it in the political process. And I said, that's not right. I said, it's okay if you want to get together and say, we're coming to you, our employer, because we want a better working environment. But it's not okay for them to go out in the street and act like thugs. And, you know, he did agree with me on that. But, you know, it's hard once you're a union man. It's kind of hard to talk against the unions because they did do good things in their time. You know, when they were first initiated, they were good because people worked in deplorable conditions in the mines and different places. So,
well, you know, I even remember a story about, you know, Richard Trumka, who's like the guy who's in charge of the SEIU.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, like, right when he was first in the unions, he was a union steward, they were called, I guess. And there was one guy who was speaking out that he didn't want to have to pay dues. And he didn't want to have to be in the union. It was a coal miners union or something, or a steel miners union. And what happened was later on, this guy ends up dead. But Richard Trumka, who's now the leader of the SEIU, back then basically ordered him to be killed. But since he didn't do it himself, nothing was ever done to him. But he threatened people with, you know, well, you'll lose your benefits, you'll lose this, you'll lose that, if that one voice is heard and others start dissenting like he did.
Right.
So other guys who did end up killing this guy, yeah, they ended up getting prosecuted and losing their jobs anyway. But they were following directions, and they were threatened. The guy's name was Eddie something, Eddie York, I think.
Uh-huh.
If you look it up, you'll find out more about it. But
yeah,
Michelle Melkin wrote a big piece about it not long ago, about a year ago, I think.
Yes. So, yeah, it's pretty.
But this guy gets away with basically threatening. That's what it is. It's just a thuggery. It's an excuse to be a bully.
Yes, it is. And that's wrong.
It's permission,
you know,
from the government to be a bully.
Right. And they're using them. And, you know, it's been illustrated in Wisconsin where they went after Walker.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that he's polling pretty well.
I don't know. I haven't heard.
But
my mom just says she wants him out. She's because my sister's a teacher, and she's like, all this, you know, my sister doesn't have health insurance because she's only a substitute teacher, and she's not considered part of the union or anything. My mom, and she wants to be part of the union, but she's right now a last-in type of member. She can't get in.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's the union's doing. That's not Scott Walker's doing.
Right.
They're the ones not letting her in.
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay, well, hey, how about we play a song, and then we'll come back and see where we're at. Let's play a song for Rick Santorum. This is my song for Rick Santorum.
Made in America?
Made in America, because that's his plan. We're going to make it here, and we're going to buy it here, and we're going to bury it here in America.
My old man's that old man, spent his life living off the land. Steady hands and a queen soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound on the farm. Never buy tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the soul for a tag in the back and says, USA.
I need to really call because here in Indiana, I know we do have some delegates but they have to be voted on in the election. It's weird. I don't know. So, but I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going with the popular vote because the popular vote is what's going to bring people out in the polls coming up ahead. So, they did. The conservative stats did say they're going to call North Dakota for Rick Santorum. 38.6 reporting. We got 38.7% for Rick Santorum. 27.5 for Paul. 26 for Romney. 7.8 for Newt Gingrich. Okay, this. I don't care how the media spins this. This is not good for Mitt Romney, okay? It does look like we got 76% reporting in Georgia with Newt Gingrich at 48.2%, and now we're at 76.5%. Mitt Romney at 24.5%, Rick Santorum at 20.2%, Ron Paul 6.3%. Virginia was called 99.8%. We got 59% for Romney, 40% for Ron Paul, okay? Only 50,000 votes, less than 50,000 vote difference in Virginia. This ought to tell them something about Mitt Romney. Vermont went for Mitt Romney 40%, 24.8% for Paul, 23.6% for Santorum. That was expected to go that way. It is a liberal state.
It's still
Ohio.
Only 56%.
That's still only 56%.
There. So it could change for between Paul and North Santorum.
It could. Yes, it could, because there's only there's less than 400 votes between them. So, Ohio, we're up a good 3%.
Yeah.
Well, it just changed 38 to 36.
Yes. So
yeah, with 52% of Ohio reporting. Rick has 211,344 votes, and Mitt has 196,147.
Oh, really? Here it says 47% reporting, and then it says 229,000 for Rick Santorum, 217 for Mitt Romney.
Okay, well, I guess it's...
I don't know, but it's looking good. I'm liking the way it looks. Oklahoma has been called for Rick Santorum. We got 78.2 reporting. We have Rick Santorum at 34.3, 27.3 for Mitt Romney, 27.3 for Newt Gingrich. Almost a tie there. Newt Gingrich is just slightly behind, so that could change. I'm going to say if Newt takes second there, Mitt Romney really is going to look pretty bad. Massachusetts came in as expected for Romney at 72%. Nobody was campaigning there, but Rick Santorum came in pretty strong, 3rd percent at this point at 12% of the vote, but the closest contender is 7,000 votes back, and that's Ron Paul with 9.5%. Newt Gingrich in fourth. Alaska obviously has not closed yet. Idaho, we got nothing coming out of the caucuses. In the caucuses in North Dakota, it has been called for Rick Santorum. 41% reporting. He's at 39% of the vote, seconded by Ron Paul at 27.4%.
I've got to feel bad for Romney when he is in third and behind Ron Paul.
And he spent so much money, people. Don't forget the money. He has spent so much money, and he still can't get it done. This actually speaks to something, you know.
I've been up in Ohio this week.
Yeah.
And all the ads on the TV there's three in a row bashing Santorum.
Uh-huh. I know, because, they didn't mean anything, because he's the only one, Newt's out there, he's the only one that campaigned there. Well, you know why Newt didn't campaign there? Newt didn't have any money. He was trying to finagle some money out of this guy in Nevada, okay? So he blew through, what was it, $10 million of this other man's money.
I know.
And if you go back and look at South Carolina, there were so many people that wanted to vote for Rick Santorum, but they didn't because they didn't think he could win. So they voted for Gingrich instead. You know, you have to put all the facts together, people. Put them all together to know that the man to beat Obama and the man to carry this party is not Newt Gingrich and it's not Mitt Romney. It is
Rick
Santorum.
Wait, listen, this is the best thing to look at. You know, we conservatives, right?
Yes.
We who are thrifty with our money.
Yes.
See, that's where Gingrich has it wrong, and that's where Mitt Romney has it wrong.
Yeah.
They're so wasteful with their money. How are they not going to be wasteful with taxpayer money?
Right.
Santorum is so productive with his money.
I know. I mean, if you go, and we can go on this site, and we can actually look at, let me see if this is the one. They can actually tell you how much money was spent by the candidates. If I can find it here,
I heard a new advertising on the Rush Limbaugh show, which is, you know, confiscatory rates, as Rush says.
Yes. Well, let's see here. Okay. So, money spent by the, Mitt Romney had raised $63 million for his fundraising, and I'm hearing that he's begging for money. Okay, that's a problem. Rick Santorum's total fundraising amount by the candidates' campaign was $6,698,000. Newt Gingrich raised $18,320,000, and I hear he's $1.6 million in debt. Ron Paul has raised $31 million, and he's not spending much. He's compared to the others.
He's tapping into his own money, I've been told, or what I've heard. Know?
Well, I know. It says he fundraised $31 million. The Super PAC, outside money spent supporting the candidate. Mitt Romney's Super PAC only spent $2,300,000 supporting him. Rick Santorum's have spent $5,900,000. Newt Gingrich's has spent $12,644,000. Okay, listen, people, he can't win. Ron Paul's has spent $3,700,000 supporting. Now let's look at the attack ads. All right. Opposing appointment, not attack ads, but opposing the other candidates. Romney has spent $6,472,000. This can't be right because Mitt Romney doesn't have any money. And if he raised $63 million, where's his money? It says $12 million was spent by a super PAC opposing the – oh, no, that's right. Okay, money spent opposing the candidate. So Mitt Romney's had $6 million spent against him. Rick Santorum had $12,300,000 spent against him. Newt Gingrich had $18,800,000 spent against him. And Ron Paul's only had $133,000 spent against him. So that's interesting. We have right now at delegates, looks like $273,000 going to Romney, $108,000 to Rick Santorum. This is not finishing out the night yet. $62,000 for Newt Gingrich and $25,000 for Ron Paul. So it's just interesting to kind of look at those facts, and let's look at the GOP endorsements, okay? So because Mitt Romney's talking about being the outsider. He's got 120 or 102 endorsements from the GOP, and these also include superdelegates, I believe. Rick Santorum has 4. Ron Paul has 4. Newt Gingrich has 12, okay? We're looking for the man to go in there and fight for We the People.
Right.
I think those numbers say a lot about who that man should be. So, then again, some of us are paying attention to those results, and some people aren't.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. You know, what do you say? I think maybe some of this, we might gain some new people from this. I think it's a possibility. We did actually this week get his campaign, one of his main co-campaign people out of Tennessee. This week, so you know, we may actually be seeing some more of that.
Well, we might get some from Romney.
You know, that would be even better. That would be like, you know, we just might, or we might actually get some people actually start standing up for their what they really believe in. You know, like a Sarah Palin or somebody who. Who actually believes in the same things that Rick Santorum believes in, who for some reason has kept out of it, you know. It's going to be an interesting week to see what's coming up. Like Michael said earlier, Texas has a strong, strong ground game. They have been working hard for Santorum there. They do sine waves every week. They have 144 or 150 delegates.
155,
and they are definitely at this point a Santorum country, and I think with these wins, it's just going to back that up. It's going to back up his voters, and it's going to bring more of them to his campaign there. So, I'm just so glad. It's like this is a whole different feel than what we were doing last week with Michigan. So, what you got?
Conservative Stats is called North Dakota for Santorum.
Awesome. Oh, right. That's three. That means he's going to go four. And, well, we won't know until Alaska comes in and Idaho as far as
well,
10
they say,
states. So.
They say Idaho is a big Mormon population, but, you know,
so
I just
probably
can't.
Around.
Yes, because of you. It is, yes, actually. I think I saw
I
that.
I still don't understand somebody voting for somebody because we're the same religion.
Yeah, and I don't vote against somebody because of their religion. You know, to me that doesn't really come into play. I vote for what they stand for, you know. And because I'm not Catholic, Danny, I don't know if you're Catholic or not. I would be more. Yeah, see, and I'm more of a non-denominational kind of Christian. But, you know, I'm not voting because we're Catholic. I like the fact that he stands up for Jesus and he stands up for prayer because we all believe in that no matter what faith we are. You know, I like that. But
and, you know, granted,
I'll
tell you from a Catholic point of view that it comes down to I personally get offended by what's been going on with this contraceptive issue because I grew up in the Catholic Church and the Catholic school. Where we were constantly told about having premarital sex being a sin, where we were told about the evils of contraception. We know that there's a lot of people out there who ignore the church, but that's no reason for the government to come out and say, because people ignore their religion, you have to now ignore your doctrine.
Right, absolutely. And Billy, we weren't against contraceptives, but, you know, premarital sex, I think, is pretty much standard in most any Bible-believing church.
Right, but if you don't have premarital sex, you really, the contraception issue goes way down.
Yeah, because it's not an issue.
Extramarital,
you know, it's really
or
not
premarital
an issue
is
because,
what,
you know, if you're not going to have sex before you get married, you know, unless you have a medical problem.
Oh, but this was the best part. This is something I found out later on. Remember how they'd always say, well, 99% of women in the United States use contraception one way or another?
Yeah.
Did you know included in that 99% was abstinence
and
natural family planning?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No.
That is crazy. And they see how they twist numbers. This is why the polls this week have been very confusing to me, and I'm thinking they can't be right because he's up by double digits in Tennessee, and then it's like a 2-point race, and I'm like, that can't be right. Somebody's not polling right. Somebody's manipulating the polls to try to get people to vote a certain way. And because I just could not understand these huge jumps, and I could understand in Ohio because I saw the Newt Gingrich numbers rising. And that I can understand. But, you know, they're playing it out like it's all Romney, you know, and it's not. It's the Newt factor. And but I couldn't understand Tennessee, how you went from double digits one day to only being 4 points ahead the next day. You know, it just wasn't making any sense. And then I'm seeing people saying, posting polls that show Gingrich in the lead. Well, what? You know, maybe in one little county. I don't know. But and we're seeing it play out tonight that those polls were not accurate, obviously. And
well, I challenged a guy to post the link to the poll, and the one he posted it, one reporting service had Newt close but not in the lead.
Yeah.
And then all the others were like we had seen.
Right. So, yeah, but I think they were just, I don't know if they were trying to get people to vote a certain way or if it was a manipulation. I don't like those dirty politics. Let's play it straight up. You know, you want to play the game, let's play it straight up. You know, you can spend as much money as you want, I don't care, but let's play it straight up. Let's not be manipulating polls and numbers. Let's not be, you know, going there. Let's not be misquoting intentionally, and I'm trying not to. You know, when I post, I try not to post things that I haven't looked and seen that, you know, yeah, he did do this or he did say that, and it was what he, you know, because sometimes they'll take something out of context, like they do with Rick a lot, and try to make it one thing when it's not. So I try not to post unless I know that that's what they meant. And I think we all should try to do that. I think it harms our country and it harms our voting process when we don't do that. You know, when we deliberately try to mislead people, and you gotta watch because there's a lot of stuff out there that does, and so you have to kind of read things through and try to figure out, okay, now is this really making sense? Or I'd rather just play it straight up. You know, you play it straight up, Rick Santorum wins hands down, but that's okay. And they're playing it the way they want to, and it looks like Rick Santorum's still going to win. So that's just
CNN.
Awesome.
CNN's projecting that Rick Santorum wins North Dakota.
All right, so that's freedom.
They
right?
already did, didn't they?
No, that was conservative stats that did it earlier.
Oh,
he's got 39.7 with 51.8. Reporting. He's up by, not quite 1,000 over Ron Paul. They don't have a county by county. I don't even know how many people live in North Dakota, but okay. There's about 6,000 voters.
There's not
there,
a lot,
so
I'll tell you that much.
Okay, well.
Their unemployment rate's 3%.
But yeah, you know what? They just struck oil on private land up there.
Yes.
And Daniel, my husband, got a letter in the mail or an email, one of the two, that was basically, you know, saying about how now their population in North Dakota can't keep up with the amount of oil that they're striking. So they were, like, trying to get people to come up there to move there.
Uh-huh. Yes. But
and
they don't have houses.
They're basically, yeah.
I mean, they have little trailers set up. And but you know why it is? It's because it's energy independent. And because they've
right.
found that oil, and but it's not going to last. So you know you don't really want to go build your house there because who knows how long that's going to last. You know that's just that's the question, and I don't think
yeah.
they could build them fast enough. You know because there's so many workers there. But okay, we got 72% reporting out of Tennessee. They're giving 19 delegates to Rick Santorum. He's got 37.6% of the vote, 28% going to Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich at 23.5%, Ron Paul at 9.1%. 60% reporting out of Ohio. We still have Rick Santorum leading with 38.2% and Mitt Romney at 36.4%. It shows each of them at this point getting 5 delegates. That is not the final total. We have out of Vermont, 60.8 reporting. We have Mitt Romney with 40.5%, 8 delegates. Ron Paul at 24.9% with 3 delegates. Rick Santorum at 23.5%. He's just a little bit, not far behind Ron Paul up there. Okay, let me see. And then we go
I'm
on.
I'm wondering, this Oklahoma, I'm wondering why Newt Gingrich got more delegates than Mitt Romney, who was in second.
Because he's pulling out some districts. Looks like he's winning.
Okay.
Yeah, see, he's winning some districts, whereas Romney only won, like, 2 districts. It looks like Gingrich is winning 7, 8, 9, 10 districts. So that's why. Even though he's in third place, he's going to get more delegates. But they're running pretty tight there, too. It's only 0.7th of a tenth difference in the popular vote there.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts, all 25 delegates are going to Romney there. Nothing. Oh, we got some reports coming out of Idaho at 2.3% reporting. We got Mitt Romney ahead at 57.9% and Rick Santorum at 16.7%. It just looks like one county is reported in. Okay, so we'll see how Idaho goes. That may actually go to Mitt Romney. I don't know what will.
It is. It's been predicted. Their heavy population of Mormons is going
to. That's right.
To...
They are. That's right, because they're close to Utah, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I saw that on conservative stats.
They're right
too.
Next to them.
Okay. All right. So nothing unexpected happening yet tonight.
That's kind of like Nevada. Nevada has a heavy population of Mormons. That's why they. A lot of people weren't even going to bother.
And,
oh,
and
going
another
out to...
thing, some of these states that Romney is winning this year, he's not winning by as big a margin as he did when he ran against John McCain.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
And you have to realize he's had the media in his pocket before we even cast one vote. They were calling
mm-hmm.
him our nominee before even one vote was cast this year. And they don't realize that this upsets people because we don't take their candidate. We want our candidate. And this is how far out of reach the establishment has gotten from the general people. And watch how they'll spin this tomorrow. You know, they're going to try to spin this some way, and I'm just waiting to see what it is. But they're not getting the message. And until we all, and this, and I think we're starting to see this nationwide, people are starting to speak up. And say, you know what? I believe in God, too. And that's okay. And you know what? I'm not for gay marriage. And that's okay. And you need to accept my belief instead of trying to shut me up and call me names. Because I have a right to believe the way I want to believe or the way that I was taught to believe. And you don't have a right to tell me otherwise. And I think we're starting to see this. And I think Rick Santorum, this is why he appeals to people. That, and he does have a great jobs plan, people. I mean, he's got an energy plan. He's got a jobs plan. He's got a first 100 days in office plan. All you got to do, you want to see it, go to ricksantorum.com. Don't listen to the pundits. Don't read all these false, misleading ads out there. Yes, he's made a few votes in the past that he would take back if he could. But he voted along the party lines and the party platform, the things that the party stood for. Okay, so he was doing the job he was paid to do when he was in Washington, and we didn't have a $15 trillion debt. There's a huge difference between what's going on today and what went on when Rick Santorum was actually there.
Well,
and,
right, because, see, like I always say, when he was making those decisions in Washington when he was a senator,
yes,
there were also, along with those decisions, were promises to cut the spending, which never happened. It never
right.
followed through. It's the same thing as, you know, the immigrants with Reagan. Reagan only allowed any amnesty because of the promise to secure the border. Nobody ever did it. Since Reagan, we have not secured that border when it was a promise in a law, not just a bill that became law,
uh-huh.
that it would happen. And it has not happened yet.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Megyn Kelly reported that Romney came in second in Tennessee instead of saying Rick Santorum won.
Oh, of course they will. They're not going to say that Rick Santorum won because that defeats their purpose. And they must think people are stupid, you know, because they get local papers, and then your local paper is going to tell you who won, you know. And then it's going to make them look even sillier, and I'm glad, because it means people will tune them out. And when you start talking to them about how the media is biased, they'll start listening. But, I it's interesting. Yes. I just, you know, I don't know what to say. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a night. What a night. So, what do we want to talk about now, guys? What kind of headlines can we dream up? I'm so glad that Kirk Cameron has come out and the GLADD, this gay whatever place is.
Yeah, gay
LGBT.
And lesbian.
The
yeah.
LGBT, lesbian, gays, bisexual,
well, no, this
trans.
Well, this is actually called GLAD, GLADD.
Transgender.
And they are actually after him now. And we need to stick up for these people. These people that are coming out, we as conservatives need to get behind them and say,
well, does
hold
he have
on
a Facebook
a
page?
Huh?
Does he have a Facebook page?
He does. I went on and liked it today. He's apparently got some kind of movie going on. I'm not sure what it's about, but, you know, Piers Morgan, being the, you know, stirrer of trouble that he is, had to ask him about his beliefs because they know Kirk Cameron, you know, is a Christian and a believer. And he wasn't afraid to speak out and tell him. And now they're trying to bully him from the GLADD because you're not allowed to have an opinion unless it agrees with them because you're pushing hate. And it's like, no, we're not. We're not.
Here's a tweet from Newt Gingrich. It's gratifying to win my home state so decisively. To launch our March momentum money bomb, donate now.
Oh, no. Yeah, there'll be people that do it. They're just throwing their money down the drain. It's amazing. It's amazing that they do that. But I am going to encourage everybody, if we pull out this Ohio win, we need to get behind our candidate, and we need to donate, and we need to get him over. This is going to be big, huge. And like I said, he is ahead in Texas. We got Mississippi, Alabama coming up. I know we got a good ground game going on in Alabama. We have Debbie. Is it Debbie? Debbie Daly?
Bailey.
Do you remember Billy? She's called into several shows, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's working hard down there in Alabama for us, out doing sine waves, handing out literature. So, you know, that way the media bias doesn't play a role. I don't know what we got going on in Mississippi at this point. I haven't really heard a whole lot about that, but that's one of the states we might have to do some focusing on. We've got some interesting states coming up. Unfortunately, Texas doesn't vote till June, so they're not going to get their say till then. Actually, we're going to have a play here in Indiana coming up in May, and you too, Danny, down there in Kentucky. We're going to have to start getting our ground game together. I know your people are probably about the same there as they are here. Nobody pays any attention because we usually get stuck with whoever we have to vote for.
Yes.
You don't really do a whole lot of campaigning. I mean, all my friends and family know who I'm for and stuff. But, and we're doing sine waves and things like that. But you actually get a little bit closer to get the ground game running a little harder. But the actual lady who does the grassroots is from here in Indiana, so I think we're going to be fine as far as the organization and ground game here in Indiana.
70% in from Ohio, and Santorum's ahead 38% to 36%.
Awesome. We still have a couple counties not reporting anything yet, but he's now ahead by about 15,000 votes. So that's increasing with each county. Newt Gingrich has dropped to 14.7, so it looks like some of those numbers for him have dropped, and that's what's pushing Santorum up. This is just good news coming out of all of our states today. If you just joined us, or if you haven't heard yet, and I'm sure you all have because I know everybody's watching this, we were all praying this morning. Tennessee has been called for Rick Santorum, 76.1% reporting, 37.3% Mitt Romney in second at 28.1%, Newt Gingrich in third at 23.6%, 19 delegates to Rick Santorum. Oklahoma came in for Rick Santorum, 88.8% reporting. He's got 33.7% of the votes, 10 delegates. Mitt Romney's at 28.1% with 7 delegates, and Newt Gingrich is 27.2% with 8 delegates. Again, he won more districts than Romney, which is why he will get the 8 delegates. And I know there's more in these states, but I'm not sure they're bound. I don't know how they figure that. Massachusetts was called for Mitt Romney. Huge win there, as was expected. Nobody even bothered to campaign, as that was his home state. 25 delegates, 72%. And again, we need to look at Georgia because, you know, in Georgia, even though it's his home state and he spent 3 solid weeks there campaigning, he pulled in 47.7% of the votes with 86.4% reporting. That's not a good showing for your home state as far as when you've spent 3 weeks campaigning there and you've only pulled out that many percentages. Oklahoma.
Well,
go ahead.
And to contrast that, when Herman Cain and everybody else was still in the race.
Yes.
Kane had a bigger lead over everybody than that.
Yes. Oh, Herman Cain would have had this put away by now if he'd have stayed in. I seriously. Because we, his supporters, weren't buying into the media. And we had the organization, it was so impressive for a non-paid organization, the way that we had organized as people. And we can do so much, people. We, the people, can do so much. You're not just one individual, you're part of a group. And any little thing you do helps. You know, if you tweet, if you Facebook, I know, Danny, you've been out there tweeting. Phone calls are not really my forte. I get kind of sick because I don't really like people calling me. So It was hard. I made 6 calls the other day, and then it was just like, I can't do this. And I went back to my tweet board. Got kicked off. I got timeout. I had like 3 timeouts because I was tweeting too much. So they put me in timeout for an hour. But, you know, we all do what we can do and what we feel comfortable doing. And as a whole, we make up a team. And I think we're going to get stronger after these results that we're seeing tonight. I just don't. I don't see how we don't.
Hey, Brenda.
Huh?
What do you think of? I think we can do that. I was thinking of maybe trying to see if we could get Kirk Cameron on one of our shows.
Awesome. That would be awesome.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It would be, yes.
I think that would be absolutely perfect.
We need to find out more about what this movie he's making is.
Monumental?
Yes.
I just was looking it up. I'd like to watch it, actually. Wish I could get a free ticket, but... the last movie I saw with him in it, you know, I've watched, you know, that series that he did, Left Behind, and then he did recently the Fireproof movie.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up with I had a crush on Kirk Cameron, though, when I was
I was too old for a crush. I used to watch it with my kids.
Right. But you want to know what's funny is Doogie Howser went, like, back-to-back on the same night on ABC,
uh-huh.
I think it was. I used to watch them all the time. And I don't know, there was something about, you know, I had to watch that, what was it, Growing Pains? The one with his little sister was the co-star, too.
Yes.
But, I don't know, she was on, his little sister played
on Full House.
She was on Full House, yep.
Yes, yes.
And he was on Growing Pains with that other one, that Tracy. She was an anorexic. There was a big deal about it back then.
Yes.
That's another thing I was discussing. You know, we were talking about the healthcare law. When I was talking to my mom, and when she brought up something about how overweight people should have to pay more for their health insurance,
uh-huh.
I brought up, what about underweight people?
Yeah.
What about, because to me, that's more deadly than it is to be overweight. I know, who's going to make the ideal
heart problems,
weight?
But anorexia is a younger heart problem, plus they usually have to go into therapy and they have, to go through rehab. And it's a very sad
disease. And usually anorexia goes hand in hand with drug use.
Oh, 71% reporting in Ohio, Santorum's up 38% to 36%.
And this is awesome. And I'm watching the Twitter feeds. I got some Twitter feeds going through here. Except for Virginia, Romney is winning in states. GOP will lose in the general election anyway. Awesome tweet. And here's another one. If you are struggling to beat Rick Santorum in Ohio, you are not a strong campaign.
After being outspent 12 to 1?
Huh?
Well,
he outspent
Rick 12 to 1.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. It didn't work. And you know why it didn't work? It's because people who see Santorum know he's the real deal. He is the real deal.
Also the fact that people in the news say all this guy's got to talk about is abortion and gay marriage and stuff like that, when that's not him at all.
No.
He talks
not.
About the substantive meat of what we're talking about in this nation, the jobs, the economy, and he talks about all that. But if he's asked a question about those issues, he's not afraid to answer it.
Right. Absolutely. And he can answer it concisely because that's what he believes. He'll take any question on any subject and he will answer it. He doesn't take notes. He never uses notes. In fact, when his speech to the Israel PAC today, they wanted him to turn in his notes, and he says, notes? I don't use notes. So he says, you're not getting any notes because I'm just going to speak, you know. And so it's nice that you have a candidate that knows what he believes. Mitt Romney doesn't know what he believes because he's been on so many different sides of the issue. I would think it would be kind of hard to keep track of where you're supposed to be at this given moment, you know, and he doesn't take questions like that. Rick Santorum will take questions, and he will discuss with you. He will discuss why he believes what he believes and his right to do so, and it's refreshing is what it is.
And you may not like his answer, but he gives you an answer to the question. He doesn't
right.
talk for 20 minutes and...
Right, and talk all around it.
The basic thing is it's not a pre-versed answer. It's not something that is... It doesn't necessarily have to be the popular opinion. It's
right.
his personal
right.
feelings answer. And if you don't like his answer, so what? Don't ask the question.
Right, absolutely. Yes.
All the Blaze just posted. There's a video of Gingrich speaks on Super Tuesday. We survived the national elite's effort to kill the U.S. I thought, why? Because so many people voted for Santorum.
Newt is an arrogant.
I
can't say it on the radio.
Little. You know what? I think they actually. I'm sorry, this is going to sound insulting, but I think they formatted the Doughboy after him, not the other way around. Every time I see him on anything, I always think of that little Doughboy that they used to poke in the belly for Pillsbury.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They actually have him on tape. He was falling, and I know the campaign's hard, and I shouldn't make fun of him, but they have him on tape. Before the AIPAC, and he was falling asleep. And then he would wake up and he'd talk about something off the wall. And when he first
the
went on
iPad.
There, he thought it was
yeah.
a panel. And he. I'm ready for questions. The guy. There's an awkward pause, and then the guy goes, there's no panel. It's really. It's funny, but I know they're all working hard and they're all tired. I mean, what does that really say? I mean, is he really going to be fit to take the office of the presidency when you might be working on, you know, little sleep and, you know, have to be alert at any hour of the moment, you know?
No.
It was just, I watched it. I didn't, and I think I might have even reposted it, but it was more that it was because it was just kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I do understand. And the campaign trail is grueling. These people, I know Rick Santorum is traveling night and day and getting minimal sleep and giving up time with his family. And his family has given him to us. And his wife was, you know, she was just unbelievable. I watched her interview this morning. She addressed this. They brought up this affair she had with her professor, and a pro-abortion professor back when she was maybe... in her early 20s, they brought that up. Now, that to me is ridiculous, but, you know, she answered it with class. She said, you know, I strayed and I did some stupid things, and, you know, but I've been, you know, I want to say to everybody out there who may be doing those stupid things, that is never too late. You know, she answered it with class. She didn't get huffy.
And that's the best way to answer that.
Yes.
If you're doing stupid things, stop doing them.
Because
yes. you can, basically, it's not saying those exact words, but
yes,
you can
but,
stop doing them and things will turn around for the better.
But, you know, and here's, what are we going to, let's look at Ann Romney's background and see what we can find. I mean, this is so ridiculous. It's like they're just trying to.
Well, you
to
know, that's
it.
Why Mitch Daniels won't get in.
Well, I know.
Because of his wife.
Right, I know. But Rick actually,
because
he didn't want to talk about
it. She married him twice, didn't she?
Yes.
They literally went through a whole divorce.
She went to California and married somebody else and left the kids, the girls, with him.
Yeah.
And then they got back together. So I don't know the whole story. I just found that out. And so he consults her first. But, you know, Rick actually consulted his wife first before he decided to run. And at first she didn't want to talk about it at all. And he goes, well, we won't talk about it. You just pray about it. And so she prayed about it.
Uh-huh.
And she decided that this was what, you know, he needed to do, and she supports him
right.
100%. But, you know, this is a family of seven, okay? Family of seven, can you imagine? You know, and a special needs child.
Listen, but, my mom's one of 15. I know, big family.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest of six. But
That's a lot of work. And apparently they share the chores, you know. Sometimes he cooks, sometimes she cooks, and
yeah.
It's a split relationship. It's a good partnership, and you know, this is what women are drawn to this. The guys don't understand this, but your moderate women, your independent women who aren't the feminist women, when they see Rick Santorum and his family interacting, and they see, because even from his kids, when his kids look at him, there's just such love between this family. I mean, that you can tell they really care deeply about each other. It's just really a neat thing to see in this day and age, and to see that happening. And what a blessing that family is to him, and that he believes that way, and they know it. So his daughter Elizabeth actually campaigns for him. She took a year off of college to do that. So she's pretty cool. So.
Here's a funny tweet. Romney now hoping Woody Hayes will jump off the sideline and slug Rick Santorum.
Well, there was actually a family in Oklahoma created a song. It's pretty cool. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch it. But they're just singing and dancing, and it's all about Rick Santorum and the way he stands and why they like him, and it was pretty cool. So,
yes, that is good.
Did you see that? Yeah, it was really cute. It was like, and they're good singers too. I mean, they were good singers, and it was
good music.
Yes, and he actually tweeted them back, you know, that it was an awesome song. But so that was pretty cool. I have this one person that tweets, and there's a little bug in his avatar that crawls every time I come across it. It's like, is that a bug on my screen? Like, oh my goodness, what is that? It's like a little gnat that crawls around in the square. But
oh my god.
Ooh, we are watching Santorum website traffic double in the last minute.
78% reporting in Ohio, Santorum up by 7,300 votes.
Yep. About that.
What the heck is this? Most striking exits in Ohio. Romney leads Santo big, 50-28%. Where is this person from? Okay, we'll just ignore that one because that didn't make any sense. Okay. It's interesting, some of these tweets you get. You're just going like, what? What? That's not right. Wow. Andrew Breitbart was laid to rest today. And I hope nobody protested that funeral. I didn't see anything. I wasn't watching the news, but these morons were calling for protests of his funeral. It's like, duh.
I know. They're
duh.
Insane.
Yeah.
Some people are just absolutely insane. I mean, listen, it was only hours after he was announced dead that they were writing articles about, you know, they have the audacity to bring up Rush Limbaugh. And at the same time, you know, Andrew Breitbart, yeah, he was a public figure, and he put himself in the public arena just like this chick did, but he did not deserve to be.
Yeah, you know what? If I don't like the person, I just turn off the radio show. You know, I don't subject myself to it and make myself hate them. Like this mayor guy, Mar, I don't listen to him, okay? So he doesn't offend me. Yeah, I'll read about it and say, well, that's sick. But, you know, I don't hate him because I don't. Just sit there and
right.
And,
I'm not one of
you know
his very, you know, his like 10,000 listeners that he's got.
Right, and I don't, you know, I see him on TV, I turn it off because I don't want to listen to him. But there's such a different mindset that some of these people are just they're
well, that's
because
he's a big time atheist.
Well,
he always talks about
an quote atheist.
Unquote
you can still be
magic
nice.
Man in the sky.
What happened to teaching respect? You know, we missed a whole generation of this, of teaching respect for your elders and teaching respect that you don't interrupt a speaker when they're speaking because it's rude, not because it's a moral thing, but because it's manners. You know, it's just polite manners. You don't interrupt. Mm-hmm. But this is part of the indoctrination of the liberal agenda as we in the indoctrination of children and to teach them that it's okay to be violent and it's okay to get in people's faces, and that's not okay. That is not okay. And I teach my children differently, and Billy, I know you do yours too, but there's been a whole generation of them that, and we see this with the Ron Paul people when they show up and try to be disruptive at events. You know, I'm not going to a Ron Paul event if you're disrupted, you know? Yeah, exactly. And who gets arrested? The priest that's praying. Yeah.
Right.
That makes a whole lot of sense. In this country,
it's part of that double standard. It's okay for liberals to be, it's kind of like that whole what Santorum was talking about with that JFK speech where he said it's okay for atheists to get in the public square, but it's not okay for Catholics.
Right.
It comes down to the same exact mentality. It's okay for, and it's like even what Holder does when he says, okay, it's okay, or we're only going to prosecute black or white-on-black crimes, not black-on-white crimes, because they can't possibly be racist if the victim is part of the majority.
No, that's not right, though. That's not
no.
right. That's not what racism is.
And that's their mentality, though. That's their mentality. They literally think that the majority loses the argument automatically. We have to listen to the minority group. That's their philosophy.
Just not right, you know. Okay, well, we've got 74.7 reporting. It's closed in a little bit. It's 37.8% for Rick Santorum, 37.1% for Romney. Santorum is ahead by 6,000, just a little over 6,000 votes. So we're still waiting on some counties to come in. We got some rural counties. One's only reporting about 4% reporting.
I will absolutely, I'm serious, call an ambulance. I will die if Santorum wins Ohio.
No, you're not going to die.
I will have a heart attack right here.
If he wins?
Because this is ridiculous. It's now 37.8 to 37.1%. That can't possibly be.
This one guy's. Big night for Santorum. Imagine if he had money.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually putting that in my tweets, I think yesterday. I was tweeting like a fiend, and I was putting stuff like that. You know, just imagine, because he's going to have money. Because whoever the nominee is, these millionaire and billionaires who don't like Obama are going to super PAC, and they're going to, and the donors are going to come out of the closet for Rick Santorum. He's going to have so much money, it's not going to be funny. And yet he's doing this with little or no money and what they call no organization, you know, because he didn't file for delegates early because he was basing it on Iowa. So, you know, he wanted to wait and see what he did in Iowa before he started his campaign. That's one of the reasons he missed the ballots for some of the delegates and that kind of stuff, you know.
Right.
But it shows that he can call on people and have them show up and get out for him and get the vote. Okay, I'm going to have to switch my phones real quick.
Oh,
my phones go dead. And it's like, okay, I know I'm on another one. But
Oh, man.
Wow, we are
6,000
ahead right now.
Huh? It says we wouldn't even be talking about Ohio right now if Newt were out of the equation.
I know. Absolutely.
That is so true. And Newt went over there and campaigned. You tell me why he did, if not to just try to give Santorum or try to give Mitt the win, you know? I don't believe he's a true conservative, and this just confirms it for me. I've had my doubts. I've had my doubts all along whether he had changed or not, but the fact that he did this in Ohio, It just proves it for me. It just proves that he's not the man I want running my country. But that's okay. That's okay, because hopefully we're still going to pull this off. Of course, if he doesn't pull it off, the news is going to be, oh, he lost his double-digit victory. You know, it's like, oh, God, please, people. Please, tell the truth. We got Ron Paul at 9.3% in Ohio. Other, we have 11,000 people voting for other. That's interesting. But, you know, hey, To me, it's you know, if you just need to exercise your rights.
Earlier, I seen on the, I was where I could see a TV, and I seen that John Huntsman and Rick Perry had gotten votes. In Ohio.
Yeah, there's still people voting for those people out there. And actually, that Eric Erickson, he actually voted for Perry in Georgia. So
I don't know which
but,
state
know,
it was.
He went out. I didn't want him to stay home because, you know, you don't want people to think they have to stay home. You want them to get out and you want them to vote.
I don't know which state it was, but I remember that day we did the three caucuses. There was actually a vote for Ronald Reagan.
Well,
I found that amazingly funny. I think it was Colorado. Someone voted for Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so why didn't you vote for Santorum?
See, here's a problem. We don't have a whole lot coming in from this Cuyahoga County. There's 40.8% reporting. That is the Cleveland metropolitan area.
Well, Medina County doesn't have anything in yet.
Huh?
Medina County has nothing reported yet.
Where's that at?
It's right below Cleveland.
Yes.
Nothing reported from there yet. That's where I'm afraid he might overtake Santorum.
Well, you know what? If it was that big of a lead, they would have called it. So we've got some outer counties yet that are still just reporting.
Look at this. Look at the map right there.
I know.
Now it's 77.
This is what they're saying. Santorum has won more counties than.
Oh, now it's only 37.5 to 37.2. I am cringing here.
It's 2,600 votes. 2,600 votes.
And there's still that one county that has nothing reported yet. I am going to die. I'm serious.
Well,
guys,
and it could go either way because it's just below. Well, we got one over here, Wyandotte County, but it's not a huge voting county. They've only got 2.2% reporting. But it's a small county. It's not going to yield a lot of votes. So
Scared.
Well, we knew it was going to be a nail biter down to the wire, and it looks like we are.
And I am biting my nails, literally.
Here at Stark County, which is just slightly green, they got 50% reporting. And Romney has got 40 to 34%. He's got, about 1,500 more votes out of there. So we'll have to see how that comes out. 65% reporting out of Columbia.
Do you know where Scioto County is?
What?
Do you know where Scioto County is? That one right now, they've got 433 votes for Romney and 431 for Santorum, but that's only 18% of the vote. That's down, like, directly down from Columbus at the very bottom. It's a very pale green on the map.
Well, see, when I go over that, I can't get that to click open for me. How are you guys getting stuff out of there? Oh, well.
It's just hovering over it. It automatically shows them all.
Yeah, it's not doing that for me for some reason, some of the counties. And again, Adams County just right next to it with only 28.6% reporting. We got some areas around Cincinnati. Oh, okay, this is going to be a long night.
Yeah.
So we've got to hopefully.
Oh, it's been a long night already. Because before we went grocery shopping, before there, when we opened the door to go outside, a bat flew into the house.
Oh, my goodness.
And we couldn't find it right away, so we came back after we went grocery shopping, and my husband, he went looking for it. Finally, just about 10 minutes ago, he found it, and he got it back out the house, thank God. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Scary.
Yeah, that's not fun when they come in the house. Like, oh
no.
No, because they carry, yeah, and it's like, oh, no. I can remember that as a child. One came down a fireplace one time, so it was interesting. But
well, we have this perfect attic that it's totally like an invitation to bats. They come in and they never leave.
They like you a lot, don't they?
Until my husband escorts them out. Oh,
okay.
Well,
let's look here. We got Nashville 84, or we got Tennessee 84.5% reporting,
Nashville.
And of course, Well, I was looking over there. Nashville. Nashville, of course, went for Romney because we have this divide between the urban and the rural areas. Newt actually took a county in Tennessee. Okay. We got 37.3% coming in for Rick Santorum, 27.9% for Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, 23.8%, Ron Paul, 9.1%. And Oklahoma's been called for Rick Santorum at 92.1% reporting. We got 33.7% for Rick Santorum, 28.2% for Mitt Romney, 27.2% for Newt Gingrich, 9.9% for Ron Paul. Massachusetts at 94.2% reporting, 72% for Romney, Santorum in second at 12.2%. Ron Paul in third at 9.6%. Alaska won't be closing before our show is off the air. Idaho, we got 15.9% reporting, and at this point, Romney's up 77%. Oh, and Ron Paul is next at 11.5%. Rick Santorum in third at 7.6%. Looks like only about 3,000 votes cast so far. So that's going to probably go for Mitt Romney, I'm going to guess.
You think?
I think so. That's a very good possibility. North Dakota was called for Rick Santorum. He's currently got 40% of the vote with 68.7% reporting. Ron Paul at 27.1%, Mitt Romney at 24.3%, Newt Gingrich at 8.6%. The people are speaking. You know, whether the establishment wants to hear it or not, we are speaking, and we are speaking loud and clear, and I am hoping that Rick Santorum is going to pull this out of the hat tonight because we got to shut these pundits up. And if not, the big story is going to be, oh, Rick Santorum lost the 12-point lead. Well, you know what? Romney outspent him 12-1 with attack ads. Newt Gingrich came campaigning in there to pull voters away from Rick Santorum. And Romney still... Huh?
I said, I know that's just ridiculous.
And we just changed. We have 78.5.
It's narrowing.
It's narrowing, yes. Okay. It's the Cleveland area that's coming in strong for Romney at this point. So, okay, well, we've talked about Kirk Cameron. We've talked about this fluke lady who's a fluke.
We didn't talk about Israel.
We didn't talk about Israel. Let's talk about Israel. Wow.
Netanyahu.
Obama running around telling everybody how he's been the greatest support for Israel and that we got their back. And I'm just going, whoa.
Sure, yeah. We got your back. We're just going to encourage Egypt no longer to have their treaty with Israel.
Yeah, well, and then Netanyahu is not conceding anything. And here's the kicker is, you know, we've lessened. I think we've tried to promote our relationship with Iran instead of keeping on the pressure on them to not get this nuclear weapon, you know, because obviously we have to talk to people. If we don't talk to people, you know, they're never going to come to our side. And he's created a worse situation over there for Israel. And he's trying to convince Netanyahu not to strike. Well, I'm sorry.
Hear? He asked him to give him 24 hours notice.
I know, and he's not going to do it, and I wouldn't either because I would not do it. I would not trust him. He's my president. I don't trust him. He opens his mouth, and a lie comes out. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. It's like, you know, he opens his mouth, and out pops another lie.
Right, because
just,
all 3 years that he's been president, he has not been talking about Iran not getting a nuclear bomb.
He's not been saying that at all. He's been talking against Israel, saying they have to go back to 67 borders.
Right.
They have to make this work with Palestine.
Right.
That's all he's been talking about with Israel until now.
Yeah.
And now he wants to look like Mr. Good Guy and
right.
say, oh, all this positive stuff. When, you know what, I'm sorry. I hate to say this, Mr. President, but I don't believe a word that you say.
Well, and yeah, and then the gas prices. He's out there trying to tell anybody, oh, I didn't want them to go up. Why would I want them? That's just silly talking like that. And yet his energy advisor said, yeah, we'd like to see gas at $9 a gallon. Okay.
Yeah.
He's talking out both sides of his mouth. And it's like,
and they asked him, don't you think it's important to lower gas prices? And he says, no. We're not looking at that. We're looking for energy independence. We're looking at, you know, alternatives and,
right.
you know, people using more alternatives than they are, you know, than they are using gas.
Right. And here's the thing. These Volt cars, one of the guys on the 5 actually bought one and was
yeah.
going to drive it because, you know, they were making fun of him because he was making fun of the car. He would get 26 miles and it would die.
Mm-hmm.
So then he'd have to plug it in for 10 hours so he could drive 26 miles. You got to be kidding me. And those cars cost each of us taxpayers $250,000.
I know.
The government doesn't belong in business. But it all comes down to character. I mean, Netanyahu obviously doesn't trust this administration. We don't trust this administration. And I don't blame him. I do not blame him one minute. Now, conservative stats are coming in with 86% reporting, Santorum at 38, Romney at 37, Newt at 15. I don't know where he's getting his numbers, but I like those numbers.
I like those numbers better than the numbers I'm looking at.
Yes, but I like those numbers. J.C. Hagan's usually pretty good with his numbers. Conservative stats, I'm promoting that out there. A number nerds on Twitter, if you're following on Twitter. Here we go. David Edwards, Ohio has 85% counted, Santorum ahead by 1%. Ooh, but we're still looking at, I don't know. This is nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's close.
Well, we knew it was going to be close. We did know that. So,
close,
you know,
is not good for me.
You know what?
Breakdown.
Actually, this whole night is actually good because Santorum has won 3 states, okay, and he's virtually tied in another one, a big one
mm-hmm.
that he was outspending in 12-1. So this is he's got double hits on his. Website. People are looking at his website is awesome. I like to retweet from there because he spells it out better than anybody can. He's got all his policies written out there. All you got to do is look. It's right there for you to read. And so I'll often tweet those just because, you know, you can't say it any better than the candidate himself. And so even if we end up losing Ohio, and I'm not going to look at it as a defeat because this is going to make people think twice about Romney being electable because he spent so much money there trying to beat Santorum. So, you know, that's not necessarily a victory when you've had to spend 12 times the amount of your opponent and you've just barely eked out a win. And again, he's taking these urban areas, the Cincinnati, the Columbus.
Mm-hmm. You got all the really.
Are we going to lose? Are you guys going to hang on the phone? Because we're going to lose our show here, I think, in a minute.
I am.
Okay, I'm going to hang on the phone, too. For all those listeners out there, if you want to call in at 718-305-7176, you can keep on with the discussion. The show is going to be ending. We thank you for tuning in and listening to us. Just chatter, because that's what we've been doing, and our nerves are on edge like everybody else's. But all in all, it's been a good night for Rick Santorum. I think we're going to see good things coming out of this. So don't believe the media spin. Get your news for yourself. What you got, Danny?
What somebody tweeted out with tonight's results, Santorum could raise $2 to $3 million in the next 48 hours online.
Oh, absolutely.
Which could buy lots of TV in Alabama and Mississippi.
And we got ground game. We got ground game in Alabama. I know that. And what were the other two states?
Mississippi was the other state.
Okay, I don't know what we got going on in Mississippi, but I do know we got a good
They're
ground game.
They're anticipating. Newt was saying that he's expecting Alabama and Mississippi to go to him if he won Georgia today.
Of course he is.
What's that? Oh,
of
yeah,
course
Newt,
he
Newt
is.
Can't beat Santorum head-to-head like that.
Mm-mm.
And the only, like I said, the only reason he's winning Georgia, well, he's got Herman Cain out there. You know, he can't do it. Rick has done this all on his own. But look at this. Who did Mitt pull out of the hat here in this last week because he knew he was losing Ohio? Who did he pull out? The Bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Newt have campaigning with him? Herman Cain. They can't win it on their own. Santorum is doing this all on his own because nobody wants to help him because they think he's too extreme, and yet he's doing it.
Well, he's got Michelle Malkin. She's pretty good.
And,
yes, but she's not out there. I mean, she's not out there calling people, and he's got the Susan B. Anthony people. I mean, he's got all the kind of
the fringe, as they call them.
Yeah, the fringe. Yeah. What you got, Danny?
Us just going to add the common folk for Santorum.
Yeah, that's what Santorum's got. He's got we the people, and this is what this election is about. We the people. We want to be heard. We want our voices heard, and we're tired. We're tired of the same old in Washington. It's got to change.
In Ohio, the Attorney General, Mike DeWine, he did drop his support for Romney and got behind Santorum.
Yes, he did. I know.
I remember that.
Hey, I got a tweet coming out. I am so impressed with the at-Rick Santorum voters here at the party. Very, very informed, peaceful people. Awesome tweet. I'm going to retweet that one.
Hmm.
You know, you can tell a lot by a candidate by their supporters, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
It's like the Tea Party versus Occupy.
Yes.
Rick Santorum has the cleanup, you know, people who look after themselves and pick up their trash wherever they go. And occupiers leave a trail everywhere they go.
Here's one. Okay, Mr. Speaker, you won your home state. Now get the heck out of the race.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Can you write
but, you know, there's going to be people wanting him to stay in because they don't want Rick Santorum. We may just have to fight this down to the bitter end because I think I'm going to have to call and see if they still need delegates here in Indiana because I heard that we were short. I might have to be doing that. It may come down to that. We'll be battling it out.
My next meeting is Saturday. I have a meeting with the delegates. We're finally getting county delegates narrowed down, and then it's going to go to state delegates.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the last time we chose delegates to narrow it down, because each precinct had 11.
Uh-huh.
Every precinct was allowed 11 delegates. Then they narrowed it down to 5 delegates for each precinct.
Uh-huh.
And that was at the last time. But all you had to do was sign up.
Yes.
And they opened the doors at like 10 in the morning. 10 in the morning, and the meeting was at 11. When I got there, of the, 50 spaces that were available for 10 precincts, you know, the 10 precincts where I was signing up for,
uh-huh.
40 of them, I think it was 48 or 46, I can't remember, it was an even number, were already filled in by Ron Paul,
uh-huh.
delegates. They had gotten there extra early, and I was there 12 minutes after doors opened. So they were sitting there waiting before doors opened to get
uh-huh.
in there and fill out these delegates. And I was like, holy cow, we can't have Ron Paul winning this
right.
these delegates here.
Right. So in Indiana, I don't think there's a – well, they're probably we have a college. We have colleges, so I suppose in Bloomington is probably Ron Paul. Actually, I did see some Ron Paul signs down there in Lawrence County when we were getting signatures. But we turned in twice the amount of signatures. We turned in nearly 9,000 signatures. And I tell you what I was running into. The people who had heard about him, they're like, oh, I really like him. You know, and you either got, I don't know who he is, I really like him, or no way. So, you know, he's not a soft candidate. I mean, people either really like him or they don't. And, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And the more people...
Or there's those who like him fiscally, but they're not with him on their
foreign
policy.
But those ones, you know what? Those ones will vote for him in the fall.
Right.
Because they're voting their pocket.
I'm one of them. I'll tell you. And the Fed. I've been saying it for years since I took my first business class.
I have a doctor I work for who's not a social conservative, but he is a fiscal conservative, and he said he would vote for, you know, Mickey Mouse. So you know these people are going to vote for Rick Santorum. They're the ones that are going to vote no matter what because it's their pocketbook. But it's the conservatives that won't vote their pocketbook, you see. So they won't vote for Mitt Romney necessarily, but they will vote for Rick Santorum. So, again, there's an argument why you should be voting. And here's another tweet. No matter the result in Ohio, Romney is a loser there tonight since outspent at Rick Santorum 12-1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to retweet that one because that's a good one, too. They're saying
oh, my
here
gosh,
that
did
might...
you see the new thing?
What?
37.5 to 37.3 again.
One of the stations said they may not be able to call this till like 6 a.m.
Oh, God,
it's that
no.
close. It is that close. I mean,
they're at 81.8%.
Huh?
They're at 81.8%.
I don't know.
Oh, that's probably a recount.
Have they actually did the absentee ballot, you think?
Yeah. They can't do a recount, though, unless it's less than 0.5%. And if it is less than 0.5, they'll do a recount.
This one says, thanks. My precinct
or
elected
1.5,
six,
maybe.
Okay, wait a minute. This is Sarah. Where's Sarah from? Sarah's from Washington. My precinct elected 6 Santorum delegates last Saturday. Looking forward to the convention. Go Washington. There may be more Rick delegates out there than the media thinks. But see, they were... Those Ron Paul people were spreading the fact that they were getting the delegates, and so it upset some of our people, so they were really schooling themselves on how to get the delegates. And like I said, the one lady posted on there how they banded together, you know, the Romney and Gingrich, they all banded together to, so the Paul people couldn't get the delegates. Because to me, that's
unbelievable.
I'm sorry, that's just outright cheating when you're, you know, you don't win nothing, but you're just stealing, you're basically stealing delegates. And I don't like it. And it, to me, it speaks to his character. And unfortunately, you can't tell those people anything.
It is terrible.
Here, Santorum is winning nearly 60% of the counties. But see, he doesn't pull the urban vote. But that's okay. Because in the main election, he would.
Oh, terrible.
Okay. Fox News, let's see, actually there was a post on here I wanted to read to you two. It says, I lost it now. Here it is. It says, Fox News, 86% in at Rick Santorum, still up by 2,500 votes, but Fox pundits clearly rooting for Mitt at Catholic Lisa at Ciolas. And then Lisa says, That's why at Rick Santorum supporters are watching at CNN instead of at Fox News. We're interested in truth, not lies. And this other guy goes, yes, I'm hopping between the two. I'm going to retweet that because, you know, Fox News needs to know that we know and we don't approve that they're in the pocket for Romney. They've really hurt themselves in this election. So... Now, see, I don't know. This one says 82, but...
He just took over.
Uh-oh.
Romney just
not
took over.
Not over yet, though. Okay. Well, okay. What's it say he's at?
84.7.
Well, yeah, but they said 86. Conservative stats is saying 86% in, and that Rick Santorum is up.
Well, this says 84.7 here.
Well, man. All right, let's go see if we can find a conservative stats site, see if they got anything going on there.
Okay, 100% is not that far away. Come on, people.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to stay up till 6 a.m. to see what happened, but I am going to go out of this, and we need to all go out of this with a positive attitude and say this is a win. You know, when you get outspent by that, Danny?
I think. I think we should go by the Romney model, and we're ahead, so let's call it off.
That's right. We're done. We're winning. We're done. Yeah, that thing in Michigan was kind of upsetting.
It was very upsetting.
Even though, you know, and you know why they did it. You know, if it had been out the other way, they wouldn't have changed it. They wouldn't have given that extra delegate to Rick Santorum. But because it was Mitt Romney, here's what happened is they sent out these letters to the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
They said, this is how we're going to award them, and this is the way it's going to be done. Then they come back and say, oh, well, that's not the way we intended it to be done. And the lawyers in the group, you know, the attorney general and the other one, voted against them doing that. Because technically there's a lawsuit there. You can't send a thing out in writing and then renege on your promise. You know,
that's false advertising.
Yes, exactly. And but because they didn't want, well, we only got 4.2% reporting out of Wyandotte County. But they only produced about 2,700 votes. And that went McCain. But Santorum is up there at 47.8%. Wow, he jumped big time. That must have come out of one of these counties up by Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. 85.0 or 0.9.
Okay, well, I was going somewhere. I forgot.
I don't like the look of this.
Well, you know, it's a win no matter what. That's all we got to think, because of Newt and because of Romney's money and the negative attacks and, you know, the other that voted 12,000 people.
Yeah, what are these idiots thinking?
Well, they don't like any of the candidates. Either they're too mule-headed because they picked a favorite and he didn't win. Or
right.
A lot of them were tired of all the phone calls, and they didn't want to vote for either one of them.
Or they don't know Santorum.
Or they don't know
where
Santorum. Yeah. Yeah, there's some Kane supporters that are just crazy, you know, with how they believe and think, you know. Anything he says, you know, anything he says is what they're going to say.
I don't know.
See, that was a chunk coming out of Cleveland that he got his bump from. That's where he's leading.
How depressing.
Huh?
How depressing.
What's depressing?
I'm going to make myself a big bowl of ice cream.
You know what? I'm
gonna,
we can have ice cream with chocolate, but you know what? This is a win. This is a win. Even if we don't win, it's a win.
I know
because,
that for us, but
yeah.
You know what? The newspapers
and for the media,
and,
people are already people. It's already spreading all over Twitter. You know that if he can't run Ohio, if it takes all that money against, you know, what happens if Rick Santorum has money? You know, here's another one. What Rick Santorum has proven is that he deserves a shot to have this one-on-one versus Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich needs to get his butt out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, this one guy, if Newt really wants to damage Romney, he'd drop out. Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think some of the Newt voters will, because some of them are honest people. You'll still have your diehards, like you do your Ron Paul people. But those people who are really truly concerned about not Romney are watching this, and they're going, okay. It says, after sweeping victories in Tennessee, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, at Rick Santorum watches down the wire returns in Ohio. And there's a picture there, and I'm going to go see what that picture is. I'm going to retweet that. Yep,
but,
they're watching results. Somebody's watching results. I don't know who this is watching results. Somebody's got his head on his hand staring at a computer screen. This is a nail-biter. But I tell you what, if we've got double the people looking at his website, this is all good. This is all good, guys. It's all good. Santorum strategist Bert Brabender tells me Ohio's going to be a photo finish.
Yeah.
What does it say if a Republican can only win areas, they will lose badly to Obama? Let me retweet that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Romney's winning. That's why everyone says he's no different than Obama. So to vote for him, they won't do it. Those people in the yellow counties won't do it.
Okay, so I don't know who these people are, but Michelle Malkin's tweeting, Captor leaves Kuchinek 5739 in Ohio 9. That's probably a good thing, I'm going to say, because it's coming from Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Captor.
See, I don't know these people, guys, because I really, truly don't watch the news. Any of my opinions are on my own, and if they sound like I'm a Rush Limbaugh or Brett or Andrew Breitbart, I can't even say his name, or Mark Levin, it's just because some of us think that way.
Yep.
Some of us were raised that way. Anyways, this is Maddow, M-A-D-D-O-W.
Right.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow.
Okay, well, it says Santorum as nominee is a hard thing to wrap
your head around.
Her
name is Rachel Maddow. She is a commentator with MSNBC.
Okay, it says Santorum as nominee is a hard thing to wrap your head around. Again, media treats conservatism like a mental disorder. I'm going to retweet that one, too, because we need to get the conservatives fired up. Interrupting tonight's GOP.
Well, she's part of it.
Obama.
Yeah.
I guess Obama's. What's that?
If you've ever watched Rachel Maddow's show,
no.
She talks a very elite type talk. Like, let's think about this, guys. You know, logically, everything logically. She's completely left. And
okay.
Like one of her big things, she says that what Obama needs to base his reelection on is hiring the minimum wage. He'll win in a landslide if he just promises to hire one minimum wage.
Okay, guys, I thought Ohio was not a Democratic primary, an open primary.
It wasn't.
Because the Fox News is trying to say that Santorum get the Democratic voters, putting him over the top.
Nuh-uh.
I don't think it's an open
primary. Well, maybe Democrats that have turned Republican.
Yeah, that might be.
Well, I think the Democrats and Republicans both vote today. But
you mean it's
open? But I don't believe it's an open primary. You know, like you go into the poll and they say you're Democrat, and they give you a Democrat sheet.
Right.
You go in, you vote Republican, they give you a Republican sheet.
I know.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see, because I know ours here in Indiana is closed. Technically, you can cross over, but you're supposed to vote the same way in the general as you did
right.
in the primaries. I know some people went over, crossed over, and voted for Hillary just to try to stop Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, it's not legal. So, you know, me being the person I am, wouldn't do something not legal.
Right.
I'm sorry.
The thing is, I'm afraid to do something like that. I'm afraid to even go, if I say I'm going 3 miles over the speed limit, I slow down because I don't want to go.
Here in Indiana, you can go 5 over and they will not stop you on the highway.
That's what they always
pretty much
say.
They won't stop you, and that's what I set my speedometer at is,
well, let me
over.
Tell you one thing about Nebraska. I was in Nebraska, they stopped you for going 1 mile over the speed limit.
Yeah, well, Ohio's the same way. So when I'm in Ohio, I do the speed limit. Michigan, I don't think they really care because Michigan drivers fly through here like crazy, you know.
It's like a $6 ticket. Or you go to court. I paid the $6 when I got a ticket there once. I was going 66 and a 65.
Oh.
It was unreal. But anyway.
Crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah, it is crazy.
But that's the difference, though. The people like you, Brenda, who have the moral capacity to say, hey, that's wrong.
Yeah,
why?
Whether I
want to
do it or
law?
Not, it's not, yeah. Well, I am technically breaking the law at 5 over, but.
Right, but, true. But, you know, the fact is, when you're told, or they basically say it's okay, you know, if you've ever had a police officer say, hey, we don't stop you unless it's more than 5 over. Because I've actually, when I lived in Wisconsin, I lived right by what we called the cop shop.
Uh-huh.
It was right up the hill from where we
uh-huh.
lived. So I was friends with a lot of different officers. And they would always say, you know, when I first got my license, like, don't worry, we won't stop you if you go 5 over. And I always thought to myself, they're just testing me. I know they are. I just want to see if I will. So I never did it. And then they, but then, you know, like later on when I got on the highways and I was far enough away from them, I'd say to myself, oh, I can go 5 over. He said they don't stop them. So I would in Wisconsin. But then I thought to myself, it's still wrong. You know, there's a posted speed limit. It says 55. I can't go 60. You know?
Yeah, I know. I really shouldn't, but yeah. That's one area.
It's kind of odd, you know?
But I've had, like, I've been on the highway, and I've had the state cops come right up behind me, and I set my cruise, so, you know, and they just go right on around. They don't.
Oh, yeah.
Know, they
they're going faster.
I know, but they won't pull you over. It's not worth the money for the ticket, you know, for that. It's not a very big fine.
What was
so.
Really funny was one time my mom, she was driving down the highway, and she was going like 72, and this was a 65. And this police officer was right behind her for a long time, and I was getting paranoid. I was like, Mom, look at your speed, you're speeding. Well, he just, you know, all of a sudden, he pulls up really, really close. He's like on our butt, but he never turned on his lights or anything, and then he just zoomed right around us, started going faster and faster and faster. He was going like probably about 80 in about a matter of seconds, and
uh-huh.
then he turns on his lights. So he had a call to an accident not far down the road. So I was just like, oh,
yeah.
Lucky, Mom. I gave my mom a scolding that time. I was like, what do you think you're doing with us in the car? You know, she had all six of us kids with her. It was, yeah, I was always the little, I don't know what to say, kind of like the Miss, what they called me in school was Little Miss Goody Two Shoes. Because I didn't like to.
Well, that would be me too.
You know, I didn't like to cause conflict. I always get in the middle and try stopping it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, you don't know what's going on, so it's butt out. It's like, I know that you're arguing and you shouldn't be. I know that you're talking when the teacher said don't, you know, and stuff like that. Mind your own business. But I was also everybody's friend. I was someone who, you know, they knew they could count on if they needed help with homework and,
uh-huh.
you know, to go pick something up for them and all the other junk.
Oh, geez, I hope these results change back the other way.
Me
What's
too.
That? What you looking
Isn't
at?
Mitt Romney again. He's killing us. Ah. He just took a bigger lead. What the heck is this?
5.5%. That's it.
I know, but it's like 5,000 now.
It's okay. They haven't called it for a reason, guys. Don't get upset yet.
Oh, I ain't upset.
Still,
I just don't like it that way. I like it when it's close and we're still ahead.
Okay, 10%.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too, but
that means there's
what?
Like 40,000 out there, 40,000 votes out there yet. Yeah, that's it. But
what we have to do in the next few days is we have to promote the fact that Romney outspent him 12-1 and still barely pulled it out. Newt needs to go. You know, if we promote that message, it's going to pick up. And here's the thing, if his website hits have doubled, that means people are looking at him seriously now, and this is going to propel him into the coming states. And we already know we got Texas. Texas is going to be a Santorum victory. Oh, yeah. As Romney speaking about his huge win in Massachusetts. Whoa, God. Yeah, how many millions did you spend in Tennessee? Oh, I tell you guys. This is like my nerves. I don't know if I'm going to sleep. What you got, Danny?
It is a win for Romney in Massachusetts, considering he couldn't be Ted Kennedy there.
Yeah, exactly. And see, that's one thing, you brought up Ted Kennedy, so I thought of something that you were talking about, Andrew Breitbart. I guess when Ted Kennedy died, Andrew Breitbart said something about doing something on his grave. And, yeah, that's what they bring up about Andrew Breitbart. And he's very controversial, don't get me wrong. But
never listened. But, you know, I from what I'm seeing, you know, he was fighting them in their face. And
yeah, that's what he was. He was a very in-your-face person.
Yes. Hey, we got one little county in Idaho that went for Rick.
Yay!
We got one little county. They're smart people.
It's like the smallest one.
It's the tiniest one.
It's the smallest county there. What the heck? That's pretty cool, though.
They haven't called for anybody yet, so, you know. But it
oh, geez,
like,
you got to be kidding me.
Well, they haven't. Maybe because they're not reporting in yet. I don't know.
No, it's 36% reported in already. There ain't no way anyone can
see
them
there. How can they not call it? He's ahead by like...
I don't know.
He must be... Oh, Boise's not in yet. Well, I don't know. How come they haven't called it? That's interesting.
They'll call it after that.
Well, but they had to do exit poll. Oh, no, they can't. It's caucusing. It's different. Okay. I got you. I get a little bit confused. 95.5 reporting out of Oklahoma. Ah. 33.8 victory for Rick Santorum. He only gets one delegate more, but he pulls out the win. Let's see. We have Tennessee reporting 90.8%. 37.4 for Rick, 28 for Romney, 23.8 for Newt. 9 for Paul. We have Ohio, 90% reporting. Oh, Romney at 37.7, Rick at 37.2.
Ron Paul actually got delegates this week.
I wonder if they've counted. Do you think they've counted the write-ins yet?
I don't know.
There's a reason they're not calling this yet.
Well, maybe they want to be sure and don't want to do like Iowa did. And then, you know,
yeah,
they gave it to Romney and then...
But see, Iowa was a caucus, and the error was a computer error. They were keyed into the computer incorrectly. And when they got the actual votes to count, the paper ballots, then they saw that these numbers were wrong. Like in one of the counties, instead of only 2 votes for Romney, it said 22. Someone just doubled the 2 there. And in 2 of the counties, what happened was in one county, the number was 5, and in another county, the number was 4, but they put 54 in both of those counties.
And another thing, because this is the first presidential primary I've paid close attention to. And I am shocked by the small amount of votes in the first few states that cause candidates to get out.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I mean, we really need to look at doing something different with our primaries and having more states vote and less drawn outness. You know, it would, I know people like the money and stuff, but this is ridiculous. And like you and I, Danny, you know, this year we're going to actually have a say probably. But, you know, on all the other years, we never got a say, you know. Iowa and then New Hampshire and then Florida, South Carolina and Florida. But I think they need to, you know, start doing it maybe, you know, 10 states at a time and have 5 days. And on those 10 states, you need to have, you know, one from each different part of the country. So that you know, you get a more even votage or a more even picture of the voters, you know, because we obviously vote differently here in the Midwest than they do on the West Coast, you know. But actually, we're getting a team together in California, too, and they don't vote till June. So we had a Catholic priest to call into the We Pick Rick show, and he sounded like he had an accent, so I don't know where he was from, but they were signing up Arabs so they could vote for Rick. Seriously.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. You know what? There are – see, the thing is, and this sounds really bad, and Rick has said this even controversially in the past, that the Muslims here in America are, and I think Newt's the one who actually came right out and said these exact words, are fake. And it's because they don't follow their religion to the terms of their Quran, which means all Jews and all Christians have to die.
Well, yes,
which
and they
is
probably,
the
well, the
Islamic
come
faith.
Here. Yes, well, some of them come here, and, you know, the suppressiveness of the women. You know, we don't believe that here in America.
Right.
So,
and they come here to get away from that that part of their religion, but they keep faithful to the praying part. They keep faithful to, you know, what not to eat part. But they just don't keep faithful to the fact that Christians and Jews
have
to die.
You have to kill people to be, yeah, exactly. They're more tolerant.
So that's why even Newt and Santorum have called them, and it's controversial. He's called them fake Muslims. But it's true. It's 100% true. They
right.
are not faithful to their religion, which makes them fake. It's like being a Catholic or claiming to be Catholic and not being baptized. You know, it's not much different than that.
Oh, here's a good one, guys. This Randall Terry apparently is running for...
Yeah, against
president.
Yeah, Randall Terry. You know who Randall Terry is, don't you?
I have no idea.
He's running against Obama.
Yeah. But he's beaten Obama in 14 counties in Oklahoma.
He's a pro-life Democrat.
Ooh, we have Kansas coming up on Saturday.
Randall Terry is one that's known to put all those graphic pictures of aborted babies out there.
Good for him.
And he was responsible for the pro-life movement in front of Dr. Tiller's office at first.
Yeah.
The ones that, like, handcuffed themselves to the light poles and all that stuff. That
uh-huh.
was Randall Terry.
Okay.
But he's a Democrat.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if you're pro-life, I'm okay with that.
I know. It just didn't fit with their narrative.
Yeah, obviously, because they have a platform.
Right.
He's probably what you would call more of a middle-of-the-road Democrat or maybe even a regular
Democrat. He's a social conservative, but he is a fiscal Democrat. He thinks that government entitlement is of right.
Right.
So... But he's very limited on some of those thinkings. He doesn't think abortion is an entitlement. He doesn't think, you know, contraception even is an entitlement. He thinks that the entitlements of Social Security, of Medicare, he's more for the elderly kind of, and it's a conservative view in my book, but not to him.
Uh-huh.
He's for the elderly, but he thinks they need more. That's what he's after. He's trying to get them to get bigger Social Security checks, more, you know, income from the government, and less going to, like, education,
uh-huh.
Less going to some of these other projects. And he's definitely against big oil. He's a green. He's pro-green energy and stuff like that, too.
Well, you know what? I'm okay for green energy if it's a company that's founded by the general public. I don't want my government pushing it on me.
Right. As long as it's a private entity, I would
right.
say, yeah.
And there's no
but
reason
the
why
government
we shouldn't drill
be
here.
Involved.
There's no reason we
right.
shouldn't drill here. It's not going to hurt anything to drill here.
Right.
You know, I don't
it's
know.
It's not the right of the government to... deny private entities to get involved.
Right.
But and the government is denying such, like, and all options should be on the table. But the way that they're doing it is by saying that they have to follow these EPA standards. And if someone wants to, you know, do algae, whatever, it should be privately done. It shouldn't be something that the government is funding, encouraging, yes, but funding, no.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sending out a tweet. 12-1.
Oh, man.
I had a tweet out. I'm just like, no matter how you add it up, it's a win. Spent 12-1. Just imagine what he could do with a little money. Oh,
sounds good to me.
You know, it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. I mean, and here we have to call the Bushes in because we're losing. Let's have Barbara Bush make calls in Ohio. You know, come on, people. You know, and that's. That man can't win on his own. It's like, no, he can't. Oh, Paul wins 3 delegates in Virginia. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. We're going with it. Romney does not get the shutout. That's a good thing. Okay. That's a good sign. We'll take that one. We'll thank Ron Paul for that.
Mm-hmm.
40.5% of the vote.
And
what's that?
He couldn't hardly beat Ron Paul in Virginia.
I know. That's
exactly.
The message. Well, people were asking the Ron Paul, or people were telling the Newt people and the Santorum people to vote for Ron Paul. I wasn't because, you know, I don't want to feed them because they're like wild animals, and if you feed them,
true.
But
can't deny that.
There were people actually calling on them to do that, to send a statement to the establishment, and that's what you're seeing. Because for Ron Paul to poll that much
support
and that many
votes,
yeah, because he only lost
votes.
Like 50,000 votes different there, you know, so it's not, that's what that is, it's a statement. So, okay,
like
guys, well.
Anyone but Romney.
What's that?
Like anyone but Romney. Votes.
Yeah, anyone but Romney. And I think people are going to, that's going to go down tomorrow. That's what you're going to be seeing. And then people are going to be telling Newt to get out because obviously he can't win. I mean, yeah, he won Georgia, but look at the time and the money he spent there. And
did Romney not do, in 2008, did Romney not do Ohio?
Why is it
every
not
time
going?
I see the 2008 stats, it's only McCain.
No, he
to
was
be
out. See, him and, no, he was out before Super Tuesday, I think.
Oh, I think so. That's right.
After,
no,
actually,
I
after
don't.
Florida, probably. What's that? Yeah,
I
no,
don't.
He didn't. So.
I ain't sure because Santorum endorsed Mitt was between Mitt and McCain.
Yes.
And they was getting on Santorum for endorsing Mitt, and he's like, well, it was Mitt and McCain, you know.
Better of two evils. The lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
Well, you have to look at, you really do have to look at, see, they wanted him to back Huckabee, most likely. But you've got, you know, you do, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what he was thinking, but...
The thing is, I think it's very telling to see that the counties that Romney is winning and the areas are all going to go to Barack Obama.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that they will so much, because actually there was this colored guy on YouTube, and it was actually full of the F word, so it's not a very family friendly video, but he was all over Obama about, you know, not paying the bills and the gas prices. So I don't know that that's going to happen.
I'm just saying the areas where Romney's winning, those areas of each state, are the areas where if Barack Obama wins in any of these states,
right,
that's the area that he's going to be winning over Romney. Now, the places where Santorum is winning, there's a lot of people that are just not going to get out and vote.
Oh, yeah, you won't bother.
If he were the nominee. So, Romney might win those areas, but he's not going to have the number of votes that Santorum even gets today.
Yes, and no matter how you look at this, this is big. Santorum coming in second in Massachusetts, I mean, that's big. Massachusetts is really liberal, and yet Santorum comes in ahead of Paul and Gingrich.
Yeah.
You know, not that he's anywhere close to Mitt, but, you know, he didn't campaign there, and he, you know, that's given it's a loss. Same thing with Idaho. I think they're going to call it 50%. I don't know why they haven't called it yet. I think they have on some of the TV shows. But
I can't believe he won the smallest county.
You see, if Newt wasn't in the race today, Georgia is Rick Santorum, you know. And Ohio is Rick Santorum. And Mitt Romney is gone. What is Newt in here for? I don't see how you justify that. This election this nomination process is over, you know, tonight if Mitt Romney was not there or if Newt Gingrich is not there. And I know we're probably going to have to put up with him because he's probably not going to give out. I don't know if nobody's going to try to convince him to do that because nobody wants Rick Santorum. So we're probably going to have to deal with it. But we just have to push the message, you know. We got to push the message about.
Lord. We're at 91.4% reporting, 37.7 to 37.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they've counted all the absentee ballots or something. You know what I'm saying? Because
the thing is, they're within the region of error because. If you look at it, that means there's about 8.6% not reporting. 8% of 423,000, you're talking about 11,000 votes there. So if those 11,000 votes were to go to Santorum, it's the margin of error. Now it's 91.5, 425. There's still 7 to 2 billion. I'm sorry. I'm sounding kind of disgruntled, which I am.
Well, they might want to be double, just being cautious and double checking all the numbers to be sure the result they publish is correct and don't get corrected.
Well, in this one county, but I don't know that there's a whole lot. Well, Newt Gingrich just makes me want to puke. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. You didn't hear that? Okay. Like 77.6 reporting. Wow, it's just Santorum's only like 114 votes behind Romney in that county. But that's not. There's nothing that looks like there's going to be enough. It's outside of Cleveland unless they have a gross increase in their people. And then this. Maine Cleveland County still only reporting 59.6%.
Right.
And so maybe there's an area there that's heavily
Santorum could pull it off.
Huh?
Santorum could pull it off.
Yeah, there could be an area. There's some reason they're not calling it. There's got to be something that's not reporting in that where they did their polling that is not showing up. And wow, that's all I can say.
It is a nail biter.
I know.
And listen to this tweet. If I wasn't already a Newt supporter, I would be after Palin voted Newt. She can spot honest.
Oh,
honest
good God. Are they just stupid? Sarah Palin's stupid, as far as I'm concerned. Why would she vote Newt? Newt is nothing like the Tea Party. Oh, Brett Baer wants to know why Rick can't close the deal. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I heard you guys.
Huh?
And I was listening to you guys, and when you said Sarah Palin voted for Newt, I choked on my coffee. again.
He is not a Tea Party kind of guy.
He's not. She's you know what she is? I'll tell you what she is. She's in it for the drama. She likes his way of really pissing people off. She likes the way that he can tell it like it is, and because she's kind of the same way.
She is kind of the same way. But you know what? Not in values.
Huh?
You know, I don't know what she's thinking. I really don't. I have no idea.
Well, her husband's also a big supporter of him.
Yeah, but he's an independent voter, so that didn't surprise me.
Well, I mean, everybody has a right to be wrong.
There you go, Danny. That's the best way to say it.
I guess they do. But it ain't going to make no difference to me. Yeah.
Even the clock is only right twice a day. A broken clock,
well,
I mean
wow,
like,
there's some negative tweets going out to Eric Erickson.
About what?
Well. It says, all I know is that E. Erickson belongs on MSNBC or Media Matters. He wants to see the GOP destroyed.
No, he doesn't. Eric Erickson.
Well, he voted, I guess, to see. And this one says, at E.W. Erickson, Eric, you're a hypocrite. You pushed at Governor Perry out of the race so Newt can get steam, and now you vote Perry. Thanks, but no thanks. Wow. Some people are really hot over this whole election. This is just, like, crazy.
That's kind of mean, but, yeah.
Eric Erickson, he used to bash Kane every time he got a chance.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Huh. I mean.
Really?
He went after every conservative. I think he's a Romney supporter.
Well, why'd he vote Perry then?
Or why'd he
say
he
voted
vote? Perry?
Huh?
He might have just said he did.
Oh.
Well, he wasn't.
He
didn't
joke,
know if he was gonna. He didn't know if he was gonna vote, and I actually tweeted him said he needed to go vote, and then he came back and said he voted for at Governor Perry.
Hmm.
So.
Well, that,
I don't know.
Tells his intelligence.
Oh well, you know.
Should have just wrote in Ronald Reagan.
You know, a lot of people don't understand. They think they do think that Santorum's too extreme, but they don't understand. They don't understand America, and they don't understand the Midwest America or the South.
They don't see that the more extreme portion of America is getting fed up with this other extreme. The other extreme is trying to destroy America. They are actually trying to, I'm sorry, there's seriously a fear in me that if Barack Obama has four more years, we are going to see a lot of new stuff happen here, and it's not going to be America. There's going to either be, you know, no more Constitution, no more, and it's all going to be executive decision, and it's going to turn into a dictatorship.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, there ain't enough people in D.C. with guts to stand up to him.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
All
the only person that might would be Santorum or Gingrich. Gingrich has the balls, I have to admit. Don't get me wrong. He has the nerve to get right in the face of the person he's confronting. Sometimes it's rude. But sometimes it's the right thing for him to do. And I think he does a good job at it. But I don't know. Oh, gosh. This one county has now 61.2, 88.7, 77.6, 56.9, 56.1.
Michael Barone
like
on Fox News explaining Mitt Romney is getting his share of votes from stereotypically wealthy GOPers. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Why does the media and exit polls ask voters that they are white evangelicals? Christians have to be white to count? That's a funny
Actually,
one.
Yeah.
So here's a good
they have,
one, though.
It's weird that they have separated. That's the thing I was talking about, too, is America's not what it used to be. We were the melting pot.
Right.
I live in a good neighborhood where I've got a person from Thailand across the street. I've got blacks, Hispanics, everything right in this neighborhood, and we talk to each other. But when you listen to the media, they act like that's incorrect. The blacks vote for Obama, so your enemy is sworn to vote for a Republican. You know? It's like,
yes.
Where are these people coming from? So
yes.
It has to be politically correct for who you talk to on your block.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and I can't believe they have to ask somebody if they're white.
I know,
yeah,
because they separate everything into, okay, the black evangelical vote went for Santorum. The white evangelical vote went for Mitt Romney. Newt Gingrich got, you know, the stupid white guy. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
But,
let's say the daredevil vote. But
okay,
I've been listening
anyway.
To the way, and then they've always, I mean, there's women, you know, the women's vote, but they don't classify it as that anymore. It's the evangelical women, it's the pro-life women, it's the pro-choice women, it's everything, separated into everything.
Oh, here's a good quote, guys. Crosshammer just now on Romney. He gets weaker, not stronger, I think, with every week. And then we have this other one. Santorum interrupts Newt's celebration speech by rudely winning a state that he's not from. Oh, Twitter is kind of entertaining sometimes.
Oh, and I've seen one earlier. It was about Newt, and it said, don't forget, folks, after his victory speech in Atlanta, he goes to his home in North Virginia.
And what's that?
Do what?
What did you say? I missed that. I was reading.
After Newt's victory speech in Atlanta, he will go to his home in North Virginia.
Oh. Well, you know where I think... Santorum's already got somewhere scheduled to be tomorrow for a speech. I don't know where. Somewhere. So, well, guys, I think we're going to run out of time because this is going to cut us off here in just a few minutes. But it's been nice chatting with y'all tonight.
Okay.
And I'm glad we had this time. And just remember, even if we don't get this Ohio, it's still the win because of all the money that this is a blow for Met these states that Santorum is winning in. There's going to be more calls for Newt. There's going to be more Newt people looking at Santorum as the not Met candidate. And I know we got strong game in Alabama. I know we got strong game in Texas. Texas is a big delegate state. Kansas is coming up this weekend, so that's probably where Rick's going to head, I'm pretty sure. And we'll see how this goes. And I'm glad you guys both joined me tonight. And oh, it's
not a
still
problem.
A victory. We got three states and almost a tie if this doesn't turn around. So,
and Texas is also winner take all.
Yes, it's winner take all. And our ground game in Texas is on the ground and it's running hard. So Newt Gingrich is already behind there and Romney is not like there. So it's okay. And
well, just as a hint, Texas and Oklahoma vote alike a lot.
Yes, that's what I've been hearing. So we got Kansas, Mississippi, Alabama. Oh, Missouri's got to go to the polls, and I doubt that they're going to change their vote from what they changed it when they did their
Even
little...
if you look at Oklahoma had 1, 2, 3 counties that went for Romney.
Yes.
Only three.
Yes.
He took second place, though.
Yes.
Wow. That is unbelievable. I just wish Rick Santorum should have gotten more than just one more than Romney of delegates. He got 11 and Romney got 10.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know. I don't know the delegate count, and I'm sick of hearing about delegates, really, you know. I don't want to hear about delegates. I want to hear about we the people.
You know what I was saying the other day? I just, every time I watch Ron Paul speak and he says that word, I seriously think of the Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
The way he scrunches his face and says it, and his voice just sounds just like her.
Yeah, delegates.
Yes.
Yes, so it's kind of like ridiculous. So,
it's like nails on the chalkboard.
Oh yeah, here's another one. You're just kind of whining. Well, you know, I think I have. Oh my God.
Oh, we lost.
And then
Ohio.
The borders are just crazy. So. Somebody
tweeted parting shot by CNN. Less educated voters are voting for Santorum.
What does it say?
Less educated voters.
Oh, good God. Yeah, right. Less educated voters. Oh, good God. That's okay.
Meaning we don't have that four-year college degree going.
He obviously didn't read the article that said those that were more educated actually were voting for Rick Santorum. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh,
we're just
more
not
involved.
Elite.
But you know what? That's just going to fire up the base. You know, that just fires people up more when they make comments like that. Uneducated voters. Who are they talking about? Who are they talking about? Are they trying to say Oklahoma's stupid? You know, are they trying to say rural Ohio is stupid? Is that what they're trying to say?
They're probably going to come out with their education rates soon and say how uneducated they are. Who knows?
Well, that's okay. Then we can treat. Well, gee, I'm an RN. I have two. You can treat. I have two. No, we can go there. Hey guys, my phone's going to go dead, but it's been great talking to you tonight. And just remember,
all right,
this
take
is
it
a
easy.
Win. This is a win, and we're going to do this.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
I'm praying.
All right.
Yeah, keep praying.
All right, bye guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.